It's the Tiltcast, episode 181, Tuck and Tumble.
And this week we talk about Infamous Second Son,
I'm a TIE Fighter,
Lego Marvel Heroes, Titanfall, ESO, and Dark Souls. Stay tuned. And we are back with another episode. It is a long week. Long week. And this week we got the Nos next to me.
What up, guys?
And we have a newbie, Steve-O.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Sounds so neat.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Sounds so neat.
You know how to, well, it's not video, so you don't have to, like, do much with your hands, though.
So I can do whatever I want with my hands.
Okay. As long as it doesn't reach over to my side of the table.
Don't McNulty listen. Didn't say anything.
Don't,
like that.
Don't listen to that. Justin enjoys it more than you know. Why do you think girl keeps coming back?
Ah, that makes sense.
He likes him furry.
Oh, so you're not just furry on your face? That's nice. That's not the picture I needed to see. God.
Yeah, big old bear.
Oh.
Not find quite you, that bad.
A big find old, you a cub.
A big old blonde bear.
Oh. You got to get close to see the hair.
It's like Invisihair.
I'm kind of a calico, you know. I've got blonde hair up top, black hair on my body and, you know, my nether regions, and then the ginger beard.
Well, I'm kind of the same way as you are. Like, sometimes I wonder if, like, we're related in some distant way.
Well, I mean, in reality. I was talking to a guy about it today. We're all Irish at
right.
some point. You know, the Irish were, they were friendly. We'll just say that. Everybody had to get off that island eventually.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we both kind of have the calico beard thing going on. My beard is longer, and I don't shave everything off by accident. I got white blonde, I got red, and then I got blonde. And that's just how I've always been.
I pull my white hairs out because I'm a prima donna.
I don't know, it gives me a certain amount of status, I feel. It's kind of like being Reed Richards, if you know what I mean.
I do. You're going to get the little dye, a little blonde, gray in your side.
Yeah, I should, and then I'll dye my hair darker.
Mr. Fantastic, Dick.
That's what they call him. Two personalities.
Jeez.
He has a mind of his own. I'm usually in control, but sometimes
no.
I don't know what to do with him.
Well, you know, sometimes he just gets better of you. That's all of us, though.
It's like, what are you doing? Well, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, though, when you think with your dick, you do at least like 75% of the time make the right decision when it comes to what you're attracted to.
You make the right decision in the moment. There's always some, you know, hindsight. Well, hindsight's 20/20.
Depending on how drunk you are.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know,
that's the reason why I don't drink anymore. I've made some bad decisions.
I don't have as bad of beer goggles as I thought, because I've woke up before and like, I thought it might have been a bad idea, and I'm just like, that really wasn't that bad.
Well, I don't drink beer. I drank whiskey for a long time, and mm-mm. Whiskey gets you frisky.
Yeah?
Whiskey also gets you stupid. That's why I don't drink anymore.
It's just so delicious, though.
It is. So, with that, dude, Steve-O, tell our listeners about yourself.
Well, I'm a 52-year-old black man. Streets of Harlem. Lived my whole
Irish
life
black.
There. Irish black, yeah, the calico thing was a lie. 52-year-old black man. Raised myself since I was 8. You know, just a typical rags to riches, back to rags, and then shitty rags story. You know, we've all heard that story once or twice. I'm also Nas's long lost brother, so there's that. I have that bestowed upon me.
It's really only the glasses and the beard we have in common.
And the Mr. Fantastic dude.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, let's not bring that back. I'm 30. I know these jabronis for a long time, so that's it. I'm not black, if anybody couldn't tell by now.
Yeah, I'd hope not.
I want to see a black ginger. Have you ever seen a black ginger?
In Australia.
I have.
Scary.
I don't know about
scary.
That.
Scary.
I've dated a girl that was black with
her
hair.
Oh, well, a girl's different. I'm talking about a man. The ginger men are different than a ginger woman. Ginger man, they're soulless to the day.
Well, I'm only soulless in parts of myself.
Yeah. I sold my soul a long time ago for all this wit and sarcasm. I actually play disc golf with a very tall, giant black ginger. He's like, a scary
for
man.
Real gender?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a scary man. You know Blake Griffin, right? Have you ever seen? He's a basketball player type.
Mm-hmm.
He's a ginger, but he's black, but this guy's just like that, except he's like 6'8", so...
Is he like part Irish or something?
I don't know. I mean, his dad's a giant man, but I imagine he's probably got a tiny little white wife that's ginger and just tore her apart and just... this monster was produced. Awesome guy, though. You'd never know, but you kind of have to be. When life hands you that, it's... you just got to deal with it. Big guy, though. I would never
so
say
you also
I
play with Chuck, too, though, don't you?
I do play with Chuck. And other Chuck would want to come out and play at some point, but... yeah.
He's busy.
He's got a baby.
That kind of complicates life. In some ways, it's
he
good
got
for
married. That complicates life.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, there are certain reasons certain people are single for a while. And I feel like I have not fulfilled everything before I'm ready to settle down. And I am definitely not ready to settle down.
I'm a 30-year-old man dime. There's really no reason to settle down at this point.
I feel like a man child, and I'm kind of proud to say it, to be honest with you. Like, I am really just a big kid.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Like, that's, like, I have my adult responsibilities, you know.
Just so I can have my kid fun.
Exactly.
That's the whole reason.
Like, I'll be a fucking badass at work, and I'll work my ass off and do things like that. I got 20 employees. I know you got, I don't know you got right now, 18?
18 plus myself, so 30.
Yeah. So, you know, with all that responsibility, like, you would never know that I do the show during the week because most of the time I'm pretty subdued at work. And there's a reason for that. Like, I just can't show this side of me.
Subdued at work.
Fairly subdued.
There's a reason I'm subdued at work.
So do you know in the broom closet?
I go to the milking room.
So have you noticed we got a milking room?
Well, you know why? There was like a huge thing in like corporate America about milking rooms and stuff.
Like when was the last time that room was open to sign for cleaning?
So I'm going to say the last time it was when McNutty worked for me. A long time. Or not, no. Mrs.
I never,
the Mrs. McNutty
the Mrs.
worked for me.
For you.
And that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
Because one of my girls
sure,
used
that's
it.
Been longer.
Yeah, maybe 4 years
How
ago.
Do they...
Yeah.
They don't really allow kids?
No, it's not...
Oh, you mean it's
one moment, I'm here as your breast pump expert.
Gotcha, breast pumps.
They go in there and their boobs hurt because they're so full of milk and they gotta release it. So they go in there and pump. And you know, you don't want to be doing that as a woman just in like the bathroom or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be awkward.
I mean... I don't know. I don't know if it would be awkward if like that to do it in the men's room.
No.
Just have a bunch of guys standing around.
God, I'd watch that. I might even pay a dollar to watch that, depending on the girl.
Well, you know, it's not exactly sanitary either.
Yeah.
Gotta keep that breast pump clean.
You ever tasted breast milk?
I never wanted to.
I have.
I mean, you have actually
at one point. Just to circle back,
remember.
You have. That's a bad question to ask because, yeah, you have, but... No, I did. One of my friends had a baby, and she's like, she did the temperature check on her wrist, and, like, then she... I was like, oh, that sounds disgusting. You just drank your own milk. She's like, it's not bad. I was like, it can't be that bad. Babies love it, but it's because babies don't know better. It's
right.
Not good milk. It's like, the milk's gone bad.
No.
It's so bad.
Is it really tart?
It's very tart, and it's gritty. Like, all the things you love about milk, so smooth and delicious.
And
no, it's none of that. It's room temperature.
It is not pasteurized.
Milk. Homogenized.
Like
none of that. Yeah, oh, it's full of, you know, it's full of vitamins. It's what they need to grow up and be big, strong kids.
Yeah. Formula only tastes slightly better.
See, I think that's weird that you've tasted formula and I've tasted breast milk. I feel better tasting breast milk than formula. You're a grown man.
You just
say McDonald's formula.
Like, he's just like, I'm hungry. That's the only thing here.
Although, that Pedialyte stuff, I've had that before after a hangover, and my God, does it just work wonders.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like a new baby.
Yeah.
You feel like a new baby.
It's better than Gatorade when it comes
to
hangovers.
That is one thing I don't miss. I had
a guy come in. This was probably about a year or so ago, and he doesn't work there anymore. And he was drinking that one day, and I was like, what are you doing? And he looked at me and was like, I just looked at the back of it, looked inside, the electrolytes and all the nutrition and everything else. I was like, it's only one of two things. You look like shit, and I know you weren't working out. So were you drinking last night? He's like, yeah. Well, get the fuck out of here. You fucking Pedialyte.
You know,
I don't think it's something you do in public. It's right. still yeah, weird. This, you're drinking baby
well,
shit.
Well, this,
basically,
we know this guy, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to completely embarrass him. But yeah,
there's nothing embarrassing about hydrating yourself.
Yeah, well, there's something seriously. Embarrassing about the guy.
Ah,
so that's why.
Oh yeah.
No, it's yeah. just showed me the name on a piece of paper. Yeah, yeah it is yeah. embarrassing to be that guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Herpes, but...
Oh.
I won't say anymore.
Oh.
That's bad.
No, you know, they actually put my dad on that when he went on the anti-rejection drugs after his liver transplant.
They put your dad on herpes?
They had him drinking... fucking dumb. They had him drinking gallons of... Pedialyte.
You gotta clarify. You just put herpes. You know that shit's forever. You just put that on your dad.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad already got Hep C from Vietnam, so what worse could happen to him?
Oh, that shit's also forever.
Yeah, it is.
No, actually, they have a new drug that's actually killing it.
They found, what is it? Measles or whatever it was. God, I can't remember. Something that cured cancer. They were...
Oh,
doing
yeah,
some
like
type
some
of, kind of
virus that they piggybacked it on or something.
Fucking science, man.
Yeah.
Fucking science. That's all I can say sometimes. It's so great. But yeah.
But yeah, when they put him on this new drug for anti-rejection and to cure the Hep C, because it got approved back in December, they've had him drinking gallons of Pedialyte.
Probably shits his brains out because it's getting rid of the
Hep C. Pretty much. Pretty much, but it's because the drugs actually dry you out. It's bad.
Oh.
I can't imagine that. It's like when you like drank all night and you wake up the next morning, your tongue feels like it's three times its regular size.
It's, oh, and then yeah. you
like
have
your teeth
the...
are like sweaters and like
yeah,
like your teeth feel so dry, like it feels like you have bones in your mouth.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, you kind of do, but yeah, you really notice it then. You're like fucking bones. Fucking bones in my mouth.
Well, you know, Justin wakes up with a bone in his mouth regularly. But...
Well, it's
you still gotta teach me
I
how
wake,
to do that.
I wake up in morning wood and I'm curled up in a ball. It's like, oh, that's my dick.
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's not gay, just like the Dutch rudder isn't.
Oh, it's only gay for the guy that's sucking the dick. Getting your dick sucks, getting your dick sucked. If there's a dick in your mouth, though, there's no debate.
What if it's your own?
Then you're an impressive man. I want to be friends with you to learn.
He said, I want you to teach me that yoga.
Shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's yoga.
Every man that says he wouldn't suck his own dick is lying. You already jerk yourself off. You'd give it a try. You may not like it, and it may not be for you, but you'd give
you'd
it a
like,
fucking
oh,
try.
Oh, no, not for me.
A sporting chance. No, you don't want to like splash yourself in the face when you're done or anything. That's just degrading. But
well, and your eyebrows are all sticking straight out because it feels like...
Jesus.
What happened? I bukkakied myself.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Oh. So, back on topic.
We went.
What kind of games you play, man?
Let's see.
How
I
do
just,
you recover from that?
I mean, we went from Hep C to sucking your own dick to bukkakiing yourself. fuck. I play a lot of stuff, you know. I've played Call of Duty for a long time, and I got a little burnout of that. You can only... do so much within Call of Duty. I just finished Infamous.
Yeah, how was Infamous?
It's a great game.
How long did that take to beat?
So I'm one of those people that I play for the trophies. I like having the platinum. I have the platinum on Infamous 1, so I wanted it on Infamous 2 and on Second Son. And it took me taking my sweet time, because you can just kind of destroy some shit. It's an open world. I don't want to do a mission. I'm just going to cause some mayhem. You do the evil, or you can do evil and good either way. I did good first, because you have to be kind of mindful about killing people, which is a hassle. But then you do evil, and it's like a reward, because you can just fuck people up if you feel like. I think 25 hours, and I got the platinum. Maybe. I may be way low on that. I'm not good with the time.
If you were going to speedrun that, how long do you think it'd take?
To get a platinum or finish it?
It's to finish.
Finish it, I would say you could do it in a day, playing through both. That's like vegging out, you know, in the basement
like 12,
gaming with the
like
lights
a,
off.
Like a 12 to 16 hour run, just...
Yeah, 12 to 16, and I probably went low at 25, probably 35 total getting the platinum.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one of those days where you're just ordering wings and you're just sitting there gaming.
Yeah, the only time you take a break is a bathroom break. The wings set in.
Yeah. Starts to simmer and burn, and just like, oh, better get up.
Better get up. It's going to be a fucking photo finish.
Nice. Yeah, I've been wondering about that because I hadn't finished. Like, honestly, I got into Infamous way late. I still haven't finished one. I knew 3 was coming out, and then, essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And then I went and picked up the collection that had 1 and 2 in it, started playing it, and then other things came out, and I just back-burnered it because I had so much to fucking play.
It's really, I mean,
And I feel like it would be worth it.
Oh, it's a fantastic story. 1's, of course, the best. You know, it started out and it set the stage for the franchise, but 1, 2, and 3 are all really good games. I'm a Sony guy, so of course I'm going to suck its dick a little bit. It's a Sony exclusive. It's great from start to finish, and if you're a completionist, it's got that challenge too. If you like to get everything done, it's not something that you could just finish out just by dicking around. You're going to have a game plan to get it.
That's fair. You been playing anything else aside from Infamous?
What did I play before that? I went and played Last of Us again just because I got bored with all my PS4 games, which is unfortunate. They launched
all 4
of them? Yeah, all 4. Yeah, they launched this game. And I can't play Battlefield anymore. The Call of Duty's shit, and there's really not much else besides Infamous. So I play Lego Marvel Super Heroes when I'm bored, and that's always nice. Women love it too, which is really good.
How does that work out?
So it's adorable, number one. That, if you're asking how it works out with women, it's adorable, so they love it. Second part, it's just, you know, your little Lego guys, your Lego Magneto, your Lego...
Oh, you mean the Lego game?
Yeah. It's legit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's legit. As stupid as it seems, the premise, it's really fun. And everybody that comes over, if I'm playing it, they want to join in, because it's co-op, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, they have their favorites that they want to be Wolverine, and there's shit. 150 characters, it looks like, so there's a lot of people in there. And you got to go through 1,000 times, of course. They encourage kids to brain veg out a little bit.
Well, I think that's really good, though. Like, if you have kids, you know, it's a game that's inoffensive, and you got a shitload of characters. You buy them one game, they're set for 6 months, and you're not spending a shitload of money.
Yep. And then the Lego The Hobbit came out, or is coming out, I think. I don't know if it came out yet, but it's around.
I'm pretty sure it's either coming out or is out. I could double check.
I think
later.
It's out. I read Game Informer about it while I was pooping today, so... 52-page article on Call of Duty and then, like, 5 other games. I'm like, come on, Game Informer.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not that nobody cares about Call of Duty. It's just it kind of is what it is.
Everybody cares about Call of Duty, but nobody gives a shit anymore. We're waiting for that moment where it's great again, but, you know, everybody grows up, and that's why all us old guys get tired of playing Call of Duty. I can only get called a fag by an 8-year-old so many times before it gets under my skin. Sorry,
well, I
said the F-word.
Oh, you're fine.
I don't mean that, sorry.
No, but that happens, though.
They do. They're such hateful little things.
And honestly, though, like, so this is my problem. The reason I don't play a lot of first-person shooters, I grew up playing a lot of them.
Yep.
I say grew up like Wolfenstein, you know, freaking
like
Doom.
Doom was so, that was so scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
I'd always like die on purpose and give the controller to my buddy, be like, try this out, man. See if you can get there. He's like, you're scared of dying, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I'm so scared.
Like mid-90s, and I was watching Faces of Death and playing Doom. So, like, you know, it was like...
A normal suburban childhood, right. Basically.
Yeah, back when that was a thing, because the internet wasn't around.
Yeah.
And you had to get your older brother or whatever, his older brother, to go buy his Face of the Death so we could watch it, and watch it how fucked up it is, and then go play Doom. And obviously I didn't murder anybody, so...
That we know of, that anybody's proven at this point. There's been no dental records found or anything, so that's good.
Right. But, you know, I...
Because you've watched Faces of Death, and you know how to get rid of a body, so you're good.
And most of that shit's really fucked up, and I think you watch it like that, especially when you're like, it's that whole experimental phase. I don't mean experimental as in sucking your own dick, but I mean...
Back to the dick sucking. Gotcha. just making sure we're circling back to the dick sucking.
Reaching around to it. But what I'm getting at, though, is like it's that phase that every kid goes through that they gotta know what is there. It's like it's when most kids try drugs. It's when you're going to watch, like, Faces of Death and shit like that. You look at, like, the most extreme anything on TV just because you want to and you know that your parents aren't going to let you. And if you're a normal person, you kind of grow out of that by the time you hit college, for the most part. Like, there's still some shit in college you do that's kind of fucked up. But it's not the same as when you're, like, 16, 17.
I mean, I won't show you my list of Reddit subreddits because I feel you're going to judge me based off of that statement. But, yeah, you know, sure.
Well, but you know what I'm getting at. Like, a lot of it is just like the shock value. Like, people actually do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's the curiosity factor. Yep. It's not the I want to duplicate factor, which is what I still think that old people that are making laws still don't get because they didn't really grow up in that generation. The Atari, the Nintendo generation. I'm kind of in between the Atari and Nintendo generation.
I think I'd be Nintendo. I was born in 84, and you're 1,000 years older than me, so yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, you and I are Nintendo generation.
Math.
Dose years.
Yeah.
That's, and dude, that's forever.
I was...
That's forever.
I'm only turning 32 this year.
Only. Yeah, whatever you got to tell yourself. You're probably halfway through your life. Do you ever think about that?
Actually, I'm about two-fifths.
Fifths?
Two-fifths.
Two-fifths. Let's see, what do I think? I think I'm going to go with half, and I think I'm being generous. I lived a hard years of 20s. Jesus. I don't like thinking about that, but it's true. I did not put, and you know, I'm not in like a bodybuilder shape, obviously.
You're
not in
shape yet.
Not yet. Thank you for throwing in yet. Yeah, I'm totally working out. I ate at McDonald's a little bit ago, so yeah. I'm working out. Did some quarter pounder curls, bro. Their fries are just so good. And every time I eat there, I know that I'm just taking a day off my life. But it was so...
It smells the same
so
fun.
So good. It does. And
fries... Have you ever thought about that? Like, you eat fries, and then you just wait till later, and fries. It still smells like fries.
Yeah. I don't
know. Just with more poo smell.
Like, they make candles that are like cookies and, you know, all that shit. They need McDonald's fry candle. You would know. You do. You would enjoy the aroma of McDonald's fries.
No, like, then I'd just be hungry all the time.
Well, then you just have McDonald's fries while you're candlelight dinner.
You know what? Some of us are married and don't let us eat fast food all that much.
Oh, there's
some
your
of us
problem.
You.
Yeah, you.
Or you're like me and you're trying to stick to a diet. Ish.
I lost like 50 pounds 2-3 years ago and then I got fat again. Well, fatter again.
I went down from like 290 to 225.
Well, the problem is,
in about a year and a half.
I played sports in school the whole life from like 5th to, or from like 5 years old to I graduated, and you can eat when you're out sweating, doing
all
sorts of stuff.
You can eat whatever you want when you're a kid. Yeah.
And then I got hurt in school, and then I got lazy, and then my metabolism shut down, and then I started eating everything just like I had been, and then I got fat. And I'm fat because I eat, and I'm eat because I'm fat, you know, stuff like that.
Because food tastes good.
God, it's so delicious. I'm drinking Code Red Mountain Dew right now. It's fucking, there's another day off my life, most likely.
Yeah, that stuff actually,
so worth it.
That stuff actually gives me a headache.
This gives me, yeah, not a headache. I don't know what it gives me, but
there's
it's
actually
good.
More caffeine. Probably, I bet there's more caffeine stones. In that than that energy drink I'm drinking right now.
Does it list caffeine?
Oh, yeah, it does.
It should.
It lists, oh, Jesus.
How much?
I don't want to say because you're going to judge me. What does yours say?
I'm still looking for it.
It's towards the bottom.
Oh, mine actually doesn't have any caffeine in it.
Oh, fuck.
It should.
I think you set me up for that.
I did.
I think you're like, I think yours is. And then I look, I'm like, oh, I feel
no, actually,
bad. And then yours is like none.
Well, no, mine has a lot of B12, niacin, and magnesium in it.
Oh, so all the shit that makes you sweat. Okay.
Yeah. But it does make your heartbeat faster, which
mine
I can't
has
imagine that's good for you.
54 milligrams per 12 fluid ounces, so this can has 104 milligrams of caffeine.
Fucking Christ.
Hey, dude, bet as good as coffee, man.
But if you put it into perspective, I went outside and played disc golf all day, and I took an 800 milligram ibuprofen. If I can take 800 ibuprofen, 108 caffeine ain't nothing.
Shoot, 800 milligrams of ibuprofen is my per 3-hour dose.
They just make me feel better. I'm old and achy and out of shape. My body's not happy with me.
I feel you, brother.
So moving back around to what you were talking about before, though, like with Call of Duty and stuff like that, being burned out, and I was started to recap, and then I just lost it. Pulling that thread back around, though, I was talking about growing up and playing a lot. There was a place called Strike Net here in town.
Yeah.
It was over off 61st and Mingo, and... Right after, I worked at AOL way back when I was 18 years old. We're talking about like 1999. And
you worked at AOL when you were like 18 years old?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was an agent there for like 3
years. I
worked
at Singular when I was 18.
But I worked there.
So fucking old.
And this was back when DSL was a new thing. And we played this place called StrikeNet. So it was like 20 computers all networked together. And they had Battlefield 1940, was it 1941?
I think so. Yeah.
It's in the 40s. 19. We'll call it Battlefield 40s.
Battlefield World War II.
Yeah.
And they also had Black Hawk Down. And those are the two games that I played religiously. So for an entire year, I did that every other night because it was like $5 to play all fucking night.
Nice.
And then you just had to buy snacks, and they had snacks there. They didn't serve alcohol, but I was 18, so who cared, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't bring my own snacks, so I'd sit there and I'd spend like $20 every other night playing this fucking game, these fucking games with friends of mine from work. Nice. Which actually some of those I still hang out with today, but like I got super burned out on that after a while, though.
Oh, well, you can only do it for so long.
And for a while, I didn't play anything else until I played like Half-Life 2. I played a lot of that when it came out, and obviously I played a lot of Halo. When I was in college, my brother had an Xbox, so I'd go back home and play that with him. But that was actually the only thing I played back then because I was playing MMOs and playing in a punk rock band. Because
you couldn't afford a PlayStation?
I had a PlayStation 2. And a Dreamcast.
But oh, Dreamcast played WoW instead.
Did you have the thing that went in that showed the little screen?
That showed the little...
Fucking revolutionary. Yeah. I was the kid on my block that had one. We'd play fucking Soul Calibur, and they couldn't use that controller because it had a little screen. Fuck off. It's my, you know, you give him the reject controller that with fucking bees sticking or something. You know,
it's like a
play.
Mad Cats controller.
Yeah, oh, God. You fucking knew you were player two at my house. You knew you were player two at my house, brother.
Yeah, I played a lot of that. I played a lot of Soul Reaver. And I also played Sword of the Berserk a lot.
Is Soul Reaver the vampire one?
He's like sort of a vampire. He's like a soul vampire.
Oh, yeah. I think I played that. It was really hard. I kind of gave up on that. It was hard. I wasn't smart enough as a kid back then. I mean, I don't think I'm smart enough now, but I wasn't smart as a kid to play those games.
Well, I was in college when that came out, so, you know.
God, you were older than me.
Yeah. Well, I started college early. I started at 17, so.
Oh, and what a success you've turned out to be.
Hey, speaking of which, I actually had somebody at work. He's like 25, actually say the other day that the Dreamcast was the worst console ever made.
Did you tell him to fuck off?
Yes. I told him to go back to his grave fucking night.
What did he
walker.
Say was the best? Did he say? I bet he said
probably
Xbox.
Said some kind of hipster
I bet he
bullshit.
Said fucking Xbox. He said He's... Xbox.
No, he Swans. Actually said PS3. But
oh,
I was like,
don't
even...
set me up
seriously?
For that too. You
oh, yeah.
did.
Seriously? I was still like, seriously? No, Dreamcast was way ahead of its time.
Well, and I'm
way
a Sony guy, and the PS3 was definitely not our elite product. Like, PS2 is definitely the one we hang our hat on, even now with the 4. There's just no games to show how great it is.
Well,
no, there aren't
I don't know,
really.
I got Wolfenstein right now waiting on download, so...
But, you know,
for
that's
PS4?
True.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Welcome to the Master Race.
Hush. I'm on PC. I have a PC. That's what I use for all my elite games.
Yeah, so elite games.
So
yeah.
Justin starts walking around saying "Hein Hitler." You know why?
You got the blue eyes, don't you?
Green.
Oh, sorry. You get fucking cut. It's gonna get hot in here pretty quick, there, buddy.
Well, they're hazel, so if I wear a blue shirt, you know,
it'll bring out your eyes. Do you have enough fucking shirts to survive?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Sorry.
I have like two blue shirts.
The jig is up.
Say most of my shit is like black gamer / band t-shirt bullshit that I've been wearing for years.
Well, black shirts make us not look fat.
I know, it makes it's slimming.
Yours basically is a black shirt. Everybody's got a black shirt on. Like, I guarantee you Casey's going to come in and fucking green
like
or something beautiful color that he doesn't have to hide anything. God.
It'd be magnificent.
Being in shape and stuff.
So the military does that to you.
That haircut, though. God. I think they do brainwash people in the military because they convince you to fuck your hair up for life.
We can give him shit about that when he gets here. Speaking of that, he will be here in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's one of those odd nights where me and Jason were talking about it on our little Facebook thing that we have going on. That sounds weird. We have a page that's dedicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dedicated to the show. It's an easy way for us to keep track of what we're going to talk about.
Is that what you guys tell your girlfriends? And wife.
Oh, I don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Oh.
I'm single.
Cue violin music, please.
No violin music. No violin music. I have a lot of free time on my hands. Which is why I learned how to suck dick.
I was going to say. Fucking yoga. You learned that quick.
I'm just fucking around. But, no, it's kind of a free-form night. Like, we're going to get Casey back on the show. Casey's kind of a reoccurring theme around here.
So you invited Casey way before
no,
you
actually, I invited
him
afterwards because he was asking what I was doing tonight. I said, I'm doing the show, of course. He's like...
Well, he's been on the show is what I'm saying. That's fucking priorities there.
I asked you a week ago. You should be proud.
I am proud. Since you said I should be proud, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you. I'm proud.
Fair enough.
Look, I don't know why I'm proud, but I'm proud. I'm proud to be an American.
So, just kind of, again, circling back around, reaching over to you.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Can reach pretty far.
All right, gorilla hands.
Do you? Let me see the knuckles. You are fucking hairy. Jesus.
I got hair on my knuckles.
I think I kind of do.
It's blonde, though, so it doesn't count.
Just little fuzzes.
See, like, that's the thing. You look at my arm hair. Like, I'm a pretty... Like, if my hair was black, I would look like Chewbacca, but I don't because I'm blonde and red.
I have one hair that grows in the middle of my forehead right here. I call it the unicorn hair. I have to... The guy that cuts my hair, he has to pull out tweezers. I'm getting a straight razor on my face. Nice manly cut on my beard, and then he's got to pull out tweezers to pluck a hair.
I'm the true Irishman. If it actually darkened up, I'd have a dark beard that started here.
Up here. Yeah, got some fuzz.
Mine starts right here, and then I shave down.
I don't know. My guy shaved mine. That sounds weird when I said that.
Yeah, it does.
He's a loving man. He's got a gentle touch.
You know, but there's nothing wrong with that. Like, for a long time, I've been going and getting my hair shampooed and shit like that. And
oh, man.
I get a head massage where I go.
Yeah.
Did you get that happy ending?
No, but it's by this little girl named Jessica that's been cutting my hair for years. And Jessica is a very attractive woman, and I don't mind her touching my head.
Does she put her boobs on you while she massages you?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's good. That's nice. I bet you tip her better when she does, huh?
I've been tipping her good for a while.
Talking about his beard massages?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
You just missed the
I know, right?
Dick sucking conversation. That was good.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Did you know he knows how to suck his own dick? That's incredible. Did you teach him?
You remember my parties?
We got a good example here. Trent's here for just half a second.
I'm not doing it. I'm too old.
No, but there was a point where
you're not
parties,
sucking your dick anymore. Nah,
nah, he would put a beer bottle in his pants and he'd bend over and drink the beer.
Yeah, I could do that. He's looking at me. He's like, "Dude, come on."
That's fucking impressive, man. That's fucking great.
I feel bad for the girl that you pay to massage your fucking beer. I feel so bad for that.
Well, I got it so short now.
No, he calls it a haircut. It's not a beard massage.
Here's a woman. If he paid, how much do you pay that girl?
I pay her about $20, and then I pay her another $8 or so in tip.
Okay. For $28, eight of which you're getting, would you give him a haircut, hair wash, and beard massage?
Am I on drugs in this scenario?
Aww.
Oh, that's harsh.
I think that was a soft no.
Oh.
I think that was a soft no.
She earned her wings. She had to be an asshole on that show.
She thought about it for a sec, though, because $28 is 56 tacos from Jack in the Box. She thought about that. Hey, two for a dollar is a fucking steal. You're ever sad? Go to Jack in the Box and buy fucking $5 worth of tacos.
That'll buy you a little.
You'll
bit
feel
love.
Better. You won't feel better later, but it'll be that internal gratification for
moment.
About a moment.
The IBS that you have afterwards is going to be terrible.
Dude, I had to poop yesterday at a convenience store, and it was terrible.
Have you ever went to like a truck stop and you're looking at it just like, nope, I'm just going to find a way to hold it?
I couldn't. It was like I said earlier, it was
a
fucking
like,
photo finish, man. Like, I got hair and I swear my legs licked off the seat.
You do like weird gymnastics and you grab those grab bars like they're in the handicap school. And you do like weird gymnastics and kind of just push up, and it actually helps you push. Because there's so much tensile strength in your lower back and in your abdomen, like it just helps everything. It's like so tight, it just pushes everything out.
Dude,
I just make a toilet paper fort. Like, you know, it's one ply, so you gotta fucking pull it like 1,000 times just to get an ample amount. But I struggled to even go. I would have drove 15 miles back to my house if it was an option.
Well,
because I didn't want to poop in a Quick Trip where somebody else had.
I got a buddy of mine that calls it his home base. His problem is his home base is out in Lake Eufaula.
Oh.
And so sometimes you can see the brown in his eyes, and he's just like, I'm so sorry.
He's running full. He's running full.
He's like, I got to get back to home base, but I guess your bathroom will do.
Oh,
and
man.
He feels like he's got to take a shower or something afterwards. Like, you're not taking a shower in my shower.
Yeah. Oh, the worst is when you
that's
shower
like,
and then
you
got to poop. God.
Oh, dude.
You might as well fucking just go to bed because the day's done. The day is done. At
I was
that
just
point.
Get right back in.
Oh,
man. That's just
but
a lot of work.
No matter what you
do. You must
do,
have a really good hot water heater. God damn. Because I take long showers.
I do about 20 minutes, and then I'd save a little bit extra if I feel the need. And just like,
you
know,
poop for 20 minutes?
No. I get back in the shower. Take a shower for 20 minutes.
Man, your legs fall asleep at that rate. Shit.
No, I'm gonna.
Are you in and out?
I'm gonna in and out kind of.
You don't have any magazines in there to read?
I don't really need to.
No, you got a phone.
No, I don't. I feel weird pulling my phone out while I'm taking a dump. I can't.
Really?
I can't. I'm touching.
What are you touching?
I'm gonna touch toilet paper afterwards.
We're gonna talk about proper wiping here in a minute if you're concerned about transferring.
Yeah.
When you're pooping. You get on your
I'm
phone.
I'm a little bit of a germaphobe.
When you're done, you put it in your pocket. Then you get the toilet paper.
Right, but
you don't just mix and match and like make the mistake with toilet paper and phone. Whoops! Shit on my phone. Thought it was toilet paper.
No, that's never happened. I got some weird things about me, and that's one of the things. Like, I have manager on duty, and I gotta carry that damn phone around.
Yeah.
If I gotta take a dump,
you give it to somebody else.
I give it to somebody else. I go wash my hands and come back.
Poop
matter. I'd expect
some particles.
I expect somebody to do the same for me. Not everybody does.
No one does.
But I use hand sanitizer before.
You have many people's poop particles on your hand from touching that thing.
No, have you ever told me how much I hate poop?
I started saying, did you not already know? You can get this man to Ralph just by talking about your morning poo.
Really?
Sometimes.
God, I love a good poop. Man.
Well, I do too.
Yeah, but you're grossed out by it?
I can't change a baby's diaper.
So, like, oh,
I can't pick up shit from a dog on the floor. I just...
Really? Like, not even in your hand? What if you had, like...
Like, even... It's
a bag
feeling,
and then a bag
and
around
then
you your
have
hand.
That feeling, that squish. Oh, I
well,
can't
why are
it.
You grabbing it so hard?
Well, I mean, you're going to have
you don't, like, grab it to fucking
dude,
make it your trophy.
There's no reason, unless the dog is sick, that your hand
usually
should
when
it
shits
actually
on the floor,
squish.
He is sick. Usually when he shits on the floor, he's sick. So it's just going to be like...
Oh, that's the worst one.
It's going to be like just like pudding on the floor, and it's...
Oh!
Oh, dude!
How do you pick that up? Like, the only way you can is with, like, a lot of toilet
dude,
paper or
that,
something.
That makes me, like, want to set a bunch of, like, butterscotch jelly pudding
I love butter.
Floor.
That's no. No more butterscotch, because now I'm going to eat butterscotch at some point, and I'm going to think of shit. Don't do that
so
to
moving
me.
Along, because I don't want to talk about this.
You really are grossed out by shit.
I am a little bit, yeah.
I kind of want to show you some shit pictures on my phone just to mess with you.
Oh, yeah.
There's a subreddit for poop where people put their morning poops.
Have you heard about colon blow?
Colon blow?
Look up colon blow.
I'm looking.
This dude can't get through 5 seconds of two girls, one cup.
Oh, man. Where they're licking it like an ice cream cone. They're loving it. Oh,
that's,
my God.
It's so fucked up. Why anybody would do that?
Money. Why the fuck?
Yeah.
You have a price, Noss. I hate to tell you, buddy.
I don't have that price.
Yes, you... Oh, my God. You think you don't.
I
you
don't
have
that
a price.
I don't have that price.
Noss, if it... And it may not just be money, but it could be every...
So let me tell you something. Because we get to this conversation
this
quite often.
This is a fun game, and I'm already going to go. So, who's your closest friend? Your closest friend in the world.
Probably Trent, who just left.
So Trent, the guy that taught you how to suck your own dick, he has a terminal illness, and he can't suck his own dick, and you can have 10 other things that you want, and he won't die. You're not going to just put your tongue to the poop for 1 second?
No, I'll find somebody else to do it for
me. No, that's not a fucking option. You're going to let Trent die, and all you have to do is fucking dab it. On your tongue. You're not going to do it. You're going to let Trent die. Because when he comes back, I'm going to tell him that.
He'll be okay with it.
No, he won't. Because he'll fucking not want to die.
Somebody has a desert eagle on his temple. And you have to lick the poo to keep him alive.
You don't just spur the motherfucking dab it and get it out of there?
I'm not in that situation.
What if it's your poop? Is it better if it's your poop?
No, it's nothing.
It's worse if it's your poop?
It's...
You want random poop?
I don't want to know.
If you're in that
from.
Scenario, it's going to be my poop. Just FYI. A McDonald's poop at that.
No. Yep. No.
Speaking
is it worse? We should make it Rusty's poop.
This morning, the one I had Jack in the Box last night, and it was a long night, so it was a burger and a breakfast sandwich. Terrible this morning. You probably would not have dabbed to that to save your friend's life.
Probably not.
So to save Justin here,
hey,
and break away, Casey's arrived.
Did you pay somebody to touch your beard?
No.
He does. Fuck yes, he does. Don't let him. And I do. I'm glad you're not asking me because I'd have. Yeah.
Hey,
but he does.
No.
I pay a man to touch my beard.
I pay a woman to touch my beard.
Creepy.
I don't know. I was told to ask you that.
He does. He pays a woman $28 to touch his beard.
It's not face massage, but it's also a head massage and a neck massage and a back massage.
Dude, there's a place you can go $40 for a full body massage for 1 hour.
Did they jerk you off at the end?
No, they don't.
There's places like that, you know.
Yeah, the Oriental massage.
But I wouldn't want to. I don't like slanted vaginas.
I don't know.
So I like my vaginas regulation size. And I don't know. Yeah, Asians never did it for me. Nothing against them. Everybody's got a fucking preference. Sorry. Mine just happens to be not them.
And that's how I changed the subject right there. That's what I have to bring to the table.
Way to go, Casey.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good job, buddy.
Here's my notes so
far. By the way,
you can't read them out
loud. Don't read them out loud. Sorry. Just in case you didn't know, you're not. Those are words you're not allowed to say.
Hey, to be fair, that was our word first.
I said, oh. I said that one, but in a good context, so it was okay. Well, not in a good, I don't know if you could say it in a good context, but it was in an understandable context. It was if an 8-year-old said it, so it's better.
But seriously, that was our word first.
Is saltine cracker a word I can say, just minus the saltine? Is crackers okay?
I think it refers to slave crackers.
So no. Scratch that. Nope.
But here's a funny billboard I saw on the way here from work.
Are you talking about the one with the pig?
Yes.
Did that piss you off?
I was just like, I really could use some baby back ribs.
It's a pig billboard?
No, so there's this picture of a pig. And it said, what do you remember the phrase?
It says, I need my ribs to live. You don't. Think vegan. Or try vegan.
Oh, those pretentious fuckers, man.
Yeah. And it was a picture of a baby pig.
Yeah.
And
it's a cute little picture
you
of the baby
delicious
pig.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I will baste you and
eat
you.
It's like a handful of pig, like a handful of bacon.
I say a baby pig, I just think tender pork chop.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, some of the best bacon you'll ever have, right?
My ex tried to guilt me into not eating, what is it, the baby cow veal. Fucking amazing. If you've ever had it. God damn.
Oh.
Should have killed me and I ordered a second to take home with me.
Veal cordon bleu. It's amazing.
I've never had
it. Oh,
Oh, you don't like baby cow?
I've just never had it.
Where
do you have it at?
Veal You're missing out.
Any Italian place has veal parmesan. I mean,
of course you know that.
You can.
What does that fucking mean?
Because
I'm fat,
food.
I know Italian food.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Nice. Thanks. I'm Don Vito.
What was it you were bringing to work the other day?
Fat mac and cheese and chicken pepperonis eating.
Exactly.
Shit, that should be good, man.
Dude, you can go down to Harvard Meats and get veal steak. Huh.
Well, there's a specialty meat department right next to us, too.
Yeah.
Which is less than a block
Cajun
from that.
Cajun just doesn't
AKA,
always
overpriced
it.
Fucking meat locker.
Yeah, I don't really go there.
You go to Harvard Meats, man. Harvard Meats is amazing.
They have ground bacon. I made a ground
bacon.
Yes. I made a ground.
Harvard Meats has brown bacon?
Ground bacon. You just tell them to make. I mean, I don't know if you know this about beef. All they do is put it in a machine.
I realize this, dude.
They can do that to bacon, too. It's not a fucking universal thing to beef.
Yeah, they
well,
just.
Well, I've just never thought of that.
I partake occasionally, so I was like, I want a ground bacon burger, and I make bacon, sausage, and beef mixed together.
Yeah.
My heart probably stopped a couple times, but fuck, it was worth
it. They take pork butt, they slice it about that thick, and just run it through the grinder.
Hmm.
That doesn't sound bad.
It's so good.
Oh,
and I made
like a thick, meaty slice.
Just to
of
make
bacon.
It even worse, I put like a butter and cheese on the inside and made a juicy Lucy out of it. It was already fucking greasy, but I mean, if you're gonna fucking kill yourself, at least enjoy it.
Yeah,
that actually sounds amazing.
It was so good. Everybody was in a coma. It's on Sunday, football Sundays, so I usually grill, and I'm everybody pays, so I can be a creative cook.
You charge admission.
Well, I give up the opportunity to watch football all day. I'm spending 3 hours in the fucking kitchen, but...
Oh, shit. So you're just having a bunch of people over for food, essentially.
Yeah, it's not in my house. These fuckers aren't coming to my house. Fuck no. No, it's my buddy's house. He has everybody over, and we watch football all day.
Oh, you mean you cook?
Yeah, and then I pop my head in. I literally am the housewife of the friends. I just fucking did that in my head. Like, everything okay in here? Fuck.
Awesome.
No, that's off. Never mind.
Sorry,
own,
dude.
Cook your own fucking food.
I'm sorry, I just emasculated you.
You did. God damn. They're going to get me
sorry.
An apron. They're going to get me a fucking apron.
I understand,
kiss
dude.
Chef.
I understand.
Kiss the chef.
Anytime Trent wants a cookout, they're at my house, and I'm cooking.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, we had the little cookout. Three of us on this side of the table, we had...
Another thing I wasn't invited to.
Well,
interesting.
Well, now you've been on the show, so next time you're invited.
VIP treatment now.
Yeah. Well, I bought some brats from Harvard Meats. And I got some jalapeno brats and some just regular brats, and they were some big fucking...
No, no, these weren't brats. These were Polish sausage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were amazing.
They were big. They were big. Like, they were...
Big.
About at least...
is what he's going with.
19 inches with a good
he
amount of girth.
He did the big penis size, so yeah.
Yeah, it was like 19 inches with a good amount of girth. Like, they did not fit in the bun.
Nope.
It always feels weird with that first bite because it's just a sausage in your mouth, no bun around it, to like not gay it up. So bad.
Well, they're really hot, you know, so.
Hot meat in your mouth. Gotcha.
But they are tasty.
And tasty.
A little bit salty.
Nos can suck his own dick.
Nice.
Yeah. How long have you known him and you didn't know that? He hasn't shared that with you till today. And he wasn't going to either, I think.
No, it just kind of happened.
He was turned sideline.
Just fell into it.
Usually that's how it happens. Just fall right into it. Lower back, you know, it's fairly flexible.
God, I'm not that flexible.
Tuck and tumble.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Awesome.
There's my pen.
Okay, that's going in. Tuck and tumble. Okay, got it.
Man, that's almost as good as cheeseburger overtime.
Yep.
Cheeseburger? I'm going to need... Caught up on cheeseburger overtime.
We were talking about his dog eating food and how fat his dog is, and Casey essentially said he went into cheeseburger overtime. Have you ever been to his house?
No. I've been invited multiple times though, because Casey's a good friend. But yeah, go ahead.
His his fiance's lab is like what 130 pounds.
That's a just fat about, fucking yeah. dog.
Dude, his
just
head dog. Stands about right here. He's a big
lab?
Dog.
God yeah. damn.
And he's like that wide, like what about a foot shoulder to shoulder?
He's probably about this wide. He's a little bigger than that.
Yeah. Maybe 18.
I mean, we're splitting hairs.
Shoulder.
He's a big fucking dog.
Yeah. He is like Malamute-sized Labrador.
Damn.
And, yeah, that dog can eat.
Yep.
I'm getting a new dog in a couple weeks.
What are you going to get?
Nikita.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about
those
that.
Are good dogs.
Such dog. And every time he's going to be the dog.
The dog.
It'll make me happy. They're dickheads, though. I've noticed that.
My Maybe he'll be loyal to you.
Yeah, they're well. That's what it is. They're super loyal to their owner, and then everybody else they don't give a fuck about.
It depends on the dog. So, like, you know, Chows have a really bad rap.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, every dog has a bad rap.
Well, so like, my parents own a Chow, and I watched my parents' house over the summer for about a week and a half. I took vacation. It's like my parents live way the fuck out of nowhere. It's like between Bixby and Haskell. It is
I don't know
no principality. It is by a lake, a little real deep, like murder people and throw people in the lake kind of lake, and there's like nothing around it. And there's maybe like 5 houses by their house. So they're on like 2 acres out in the middle of the woods. And they wanted me to watch the dogs because obviously they couldn't live there for a week and a half with just neighbors.
Yeah.
And the dogs didn't know me because they're both new dogs because I haven't lived there in a long time.
Yeah.
And this Chow was really skittish with me at first, and then he got to liking me a lot because I just, you know, fuck around with
you're
him.
You're the fucking food provider.
I'm the food provider, and I'm also, he's a really...
Don't think he liked you. You're the means of survival.
Well, he's also kind of, he's lazy and kind of temperamental, but then he kind of gets like excited occasionally. And after he figured out that he could wrestle a little bit, like, yeah. you know, like, big dogs like to be, like, thrown around a little bit. And he's a meaty dog. You know what I mean by that? Like, he's about a 90-pound to 100-pound Chow that's with a head like that. Like, he looks like
and
a
then,
fucking...
And then, like, 30 pounds of hair.
Like, a little lion, you know? And...
A little lion man?
A little lion
I would
man.
Shave... If I had a dog, I would shave him into a lion
they
haircut.
They do that
I would do that every time, just for my own amusement.
Well,
sorry, dog.
My parents did that to him during the summer, so that's how he was looking. He had the mane, but he was like, you know, had a burr.
Yeah.
So, like, 2 or 3 inches of hair all the way across with, like, a little poof on his tail. It looked ridiculous, but he's a big dog, and he's still kind of mean-looking. And so, I fucked
but he's
around
a lion.
With him. Yeah, but he's a lion. So, I fucked around with him a little bit, got real friendly with him, and he, you know, he likes me now. And, like, I'm a decent son, but I just don't want to drive out there all the time, and I got a busy life.
You don't got to justify your shitty fucking kidness to me.
But
it's
I do.
Cool.
But I'm also real good to my parents, so I see him, like, once every other month.
Mm.
And
you normally don't hear those two phrases back to back in a sentence. I'm really good to my parents. I see them once every 2 months.
Well, my dad works in sales, so I have to take a day off essentially to go see him.
Ah.
So that's the reason I can't do it because they're only available weekends. I work weekends.
What does he sell?
Sells windows and doors and home remodel shit and all sorts of stuff like that. But so he does that, and he's busy till like 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday.
Don't
a hard working dude.
I'm not.
Don't pick.
I am a mechanic sometimes, and I get crap all under my fingernails.
They call that a pick? I don't know. A knife?
My other fingernails can pull crap out from under my other fingernails.
They get stuck under the... That's gross.
No, you just...
I'm just going to pretend I didn't see that.
Do you know he's grossed out by poop?
Yeah.
Like, really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We discussed that.
We cover that every couple weeks.
I just want you to know, he wouldn't save your life if all it meant was taking my turd and dabbing his tongue to it. He would let you die.
Yeah, well...
That's your friend.
I probably would.
That's kind of awkward anyway.
You wouldn't do it? You fucking... fucking priority straight over here, guys. Save a life.
However...
It's 1 second of torture.
There is a chick that does poop art.
But if... you did happen to do it, that would I would constantly look at you with a smile on my face and be so proud that in that scenario I won, that you had to touch my poo with your tongue.
Would you do it to save a life?
Fuck no.
You saw it's a fucking asshole.
Why would I do that? I'm just gonna flip that around and put things in perspective.
You saw who won Tosh Point or Tosh's car, didn't you?
No.
No, Daniel Tosh. I can't stand him.
Well,
he's very pretentious.
So yeah. But so they had this competition of, like, you had to send in all these videos to see the best video would win his car. And there's, like, all of this cool stuff that people did. And there's one guy that was, like, had cancer and was like, huh, bitch can't deny a dying cancer patient. He goes, huh, I can. And, like, moved on. Like, it was so bad. He was in the hospital and everything, like, in the hospital gown. And he was like, he's clearly not going to need it. Why would I do that? He's just gonna pass it on to his widow wife or something. And I was like, "Oh my god, you're a dick." The guy that won face planted into poop, his dog's poop.
Oh, that's
I couldn't do that.
What if it was a really nice car?
But the thing is, he's like, of all the videos that I said "Nana Nana Boo Boo," something about my Subaru, and it was off of the "Nana Nana Boo Boo" sticker head and doo doo. The only guy that stuck his head in doo doo, so he won the car.
I could stick
face plant, so like nose first, not like
well,
side.
Like, it was the side of his face.
The side's not. I mean, it's in your ear.
But
in your ear, yeah. You'd have like constant.
He talked about having to do it, and like his wife screwed up the video two other times.
Divorced.
It's like we couldn't see you actually getting the poop. And so he had to do it three times.
So you know he had to wait in between that too. That's the best part, because it's not like he's just got landmines waiting.
Imagine how the dog is like, why are you sticking your head in my poop?
And encouraging him to shit. Well, hurry, like, I'm trying to do
he's
this.
He's like, the human's rubbing his face in my shit. Maybe he's in trouble.
Oh.
I can just see it now. You're feeding the dog hot dogs, beans, and laxative just to do this.
No, I don't think you want to do that, because then you're landing in pudding.
I'd make sure that I fed him solid
fiber. Hard fucking fiber, bro.
I'd shave my beard and my head if I had to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'd look funny with
an earplug in.
What do you mean? I had a shaved head last year.
And you looked funny.
You looked funny.
But I was quite a bit fatter, so it might not be as bad this time. I'm actually thinking about doing it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't shave your beard.
Keep the beard.
Don't shave your beard. I don't know how I survived this long without a beard. I feel really foolish.
Feel naked?
God. And then I shaved my beard and I never felt fatter. God, never felt fatter. I was like, whoa, grow that back immediately. God.
And that's why
I just
most
like
of
how
us
makes
fat
your...
guys have beards.
Yep.
I just like how it makes your face look when you don't have a beard. It's so awkward. It's like, after you get used to it.
It's the upper lip is the biggest issue, I think.
Well, I have a scar on my upper lip. So
see, but
like
you've got like the dad mustache. Mine's still thin. You've got a dad stash. Mine's
a dad
still,
stash?
That's a dad. If imagine him without the beard part and just
have
the
you seen his dad stash?
I remember the bull stash.
No, his dad looks like Ron Jeremy.
Really?
You
is he fat like Ron Jeremy?
Hair. He not that bad, no. But
he's
kind of short.
Fat tendencies.
Well, he's lost weight recently, but
oh,
yeah,
that's good. I don't think your dad's listening. You can bash him if he's fat.
Yeah, well, it's still... No, he's a little husky.
Could your dad kick your ass?
No.
Really? I hope your dad is listening, and I hope he comes there, and he kicks your fucking ass up and down the street.
No, I think he's
got... And said, don't call me fucking husky.
No, I think he's got to worry about his mom more than his dad.
That's true. Which, funny story, we actually were talking today, and... Because he talked about having his, got his car up to 142 miles an hour today. It's a SRT4.
Jesus.
Those little neons?
Yeah, but it's the SRT4, so it's a 2.4 turbo motor.
He's like saying, I'm gay, but it was just one dick.
No. But it's a pretty quick little car, and he had it up to 142. And so I was like, remember back when I was in high school and I borrowed your car these couple of times? So your car can do about 145.
Oh.
And then I was like, and Brenda's truck governed out at 110. And her PT Cruiser governed out at, like, I was, like, talking about all of the cars I've borrowed and, like, I did.
So PT Cruiser governs out at about 85?
No, this was the high-output turbocharged PT Cruiser.
They have a high-output PT Cruiser.
So, so it went 95.
That's the game, but just a day.
It actually went to, it governed out at 120.
Wow.
If you kept
that was scary, I bet. Fuck.
I was good.
Well, like, that's a man, kind of... obviously, but, you know, I'd be scared. Sorry.
I think I could just be scared of speeding in a PT Cruiser.
I bet it had another 20 miles an hour.
Because if it fucking flips, you're dead. If anything,
well, that,
goes,
and you
like,
died,
so
and you,
dead.
And you died in a PT Cruiser.
Oh, God.
Dude, there's a...
It's like, God, it's like dying so in a Prius.
There's actually a drag car that's a PT Cruiser, but he modified it and put this big-ass engine in the rear so that whenever he hits the throttle, it stands up, and it's a wheelie stander, and it'll stand up the entire quarter mile down the track.
It's a wee-wee standard?
Wee-wee.
Oh, I was like...
Yeah, gets me up every time.
Wee-wee standard?
No, it's a wee-wee.
Caught me off guard.
Wee-wee standard. But that's pretty cool. Yeah, he has, like, this plate on the back, so as it goes down, it, like, scrapes and sparks, like... Yeah.
So I saw this...
Here you go. This bold selfie from 10 years ago.
God, you look like the guy on the Tosh video that was a cancer patient. Jesus.
I don't do that very often anymore.
And of course it's got the fucking black and white filter on it. God. You're so dark and disturbed.
There you go. Same here.
You're so sweaty.
I was at a show.
Wait. Let me see
at a show?
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude, you look like a serial killer.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah,
I was playing bass. Of course I looked like a serial killer.
Dude,
you're like a fat Billy Corgan.
Thank you.
He doesn't play bass, or maybe he does.
No, he plays guitar.
That's a guitar. Bass is guitar.
Dude, I played bass in high school. I didn't look like a serial killer.
You do now, though, so that's good. You've evolved. So, I was talking to my buddy the other day. I go back to Reddit, because that's what I browse a lot. There's a guy, he's got two functional dicks.
Hey, this is your buddy?
No, no. I was talking to my buddy. No, I wish I'd fucking have him over here because you'd want to see, wouldn't you? Let's be real. If I had the picture on my phone, you're going to take a fucking gander.
I probably would.
So we're talking, and we're talking about two functional dicks here that work. The little background, the guy's username is Double Dick Dude, so he's obviously embraced this genetic mutation. But he had them where they were sideways. They weren't on, like, stacked. So it was a pain in the ass. They, like, fucking did a weird,
so
like,
Asian.
Off. Yeah, he had a sideways genital. But they were off, and, you know, you'd want them double stacked. That'd be the way to go. So it's like, you got two dicks, but one just really kind of gets in the way on the side.
So, like...
Unless you're on your side, and then, you know...
If he's, like, done with one, can he just, like...
Switch to the
so
other.
That's what he was saying, like, when he got up... Because,
of
course, I was fucking fascinated by
that. Did they have a mind of its own?
No, they're both like, when one gets hard, they both get hard, but one's like the retard kind of, so it's not, I'm going to find a picture of it so you can see it, one sec, but when he spooged, like only one had the spooge come out, yeah.
No, so
weird.
He could go and then like,
no, like they were done, like when one was, like he would go, and even if somebody was working on this one, he would spooge out of the other one. Fucking crazy, right? Like a magic trick. It's like he's working with portals. I gotta find it. One moment, I'm looking for the two dicks.
So he's got two pairs of muscles and blood sacs, but only one spooge tube.
Yep.
Yeah, and so then if we're gonna transition, he's into a fetish called sounding. I don't know if you guys know what sounding
is.
Oh,
God, I do know what it is.
Oh, Jesus.
It's putting things into your pee hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, Case. Yeah, bro, into your pee hole.
I've heard of that, but I didn't know that was called sounding.
Yeah, it's so creepy because it's like, why the fuck do they call it sounding?
It just sounds like such an unpleasurable thing.
I found it, so it's just loading. One sec.
It takes twice as long to load.
Yeah, shock it off.
Yeah. You're going to look at it and be like, now, I'm going to tell you, boys, I'll just preface you with this. If you don't got a big dick, you're going to be upset because he got two good-sized ones. Not huge ones, but they're not bad. The retard dick on the right makes me laugh every time.
look on at Casey's
the one.
Face.
The one, it's like Twins, the movie Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
It's like it's not long enough, but
yeah.
The skin's there, but it's not
yeah,
long
it's
enough.
Like one is circumcised and one isn't.
Dude!
Look at it.
That
yeah.
is... I don't know what you do with yourself.
I mean, you're going to have a fucking field. I got one dick and I have a field day with it, so you got two. I mean, you probably liked him too. He's a hairy motherfucker.
Well,
maybe that's you. Oh, this this is the best picture.
I wonder how often...
He's taking the skin and it's like he's pulling socks off his feet.
I wonder, if he ever goes, I wonder if he ever goes to a strip club and just confuses the hell out of strippers. Like, what
oh, I know, right?
Do you go to the right or to the left? You pick.
How do you ride a motorcycle?
The best phrase. Anytime I talk to my woman, I always tell her I have 13 inches of penis in my pants.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know. My bag of tricks had double dicks in it.
We can't use that for a title.
Best phrase. Can you write your first and last name in the snow simultaneously?
Wow.
Oh, God. So, yep, that's Reddit for you right there. Two dicks.
Most of the time I just look at gaming news. Apparently you're looking at the two dicks thread.
It was actually an Ask Me Anything. Thank you very much, Justin Ellis. And he his prostate gets inflamed if he doesn't ejaculate enough.
What a problem.
Sorry, I gotta jerk off for two dicks.
Is he ambidextrous?
You gotta imagine he jerks them off at the same time.
That's... I just still can't.
Because if not, you gotta have like a schedule.
You can't leave out the other one.
Well,
that one was fucking really weird looking though. Like, I mean, it was a dick, but it was still a really weird looking dick.
Well, at least he went pull a Quagmire. You know, both will equally
shake weight practice.
Yeah.
Shake weight practice.
Shit, I'm just saying.
I don't remember who it was. There was somebody at work that would work and just constantly over the back of her shoulder all day.
That's like a weird position to be practicing.
I know.
Over the back of your shoulder.
Well, yeah. No,
your husband just walks up to you and puts his dick on your shoulder.
Here we go again.
Hold on, kids.
It's called a back scratcher.
No, that's for when the husband has friends over, you know.
You gotta work them.
Friend back here, you know.
Wow.
Awesome.
The debauchery that goes on in this show never ceases to amaze.
Weren't we supposed to talk about games or something? I'm sorry. I think I got everybody off topic.
That's what happens.
Yep.
So you were talking about Call of Duty, and how much you weren't playing anymore, and you're talking about Infamous Second Son. Anything else you've been jonesing on or looking forward to? Or
well, I was looking forward to Watch Dogs, but that's really the only reason I bought the PS4, and then they kind of...
What?
It's kind of snarky looking now. It plays 900p or some fucking off-brand shit and only 30 frames a second, so... I know that shouldn't matter, but it does. I got sold a product that was fucking great at E3.
Did you already pay for it?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still going to play it, but I'm not as like Jones as I was.
So did you look at, speaking of Reddit, I found a Reddit thread that we were talking with a guy that had leaked it on Twitch,
yeah.
And he was talking about it runs about the same as Assassin's Creed 4 when it comes to frame rate.
Black Flag was beautiful.
And it didn't run at 60 frames a second.
Venison.
But, you know, that's a good point.
Like, you really don't notice it until you're really playing a shooter where everything's moving fast all the time.
It's true. Call of Duty, like,
and
Modern Warfare feels like crack compared to, like, one of those 30-frame-a-second games.
Well, and I feel like there's going to be a lot more going on the screen, so maybe that's a realistic thing. You got cars, you got different people, you got crowds.
Shit looks
this
cool.
Is not
you
the
got,
same as, like, a Call of Duty
thing
where you
got...
You
have a lot of procedurally generated shit.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, we'll see here in a week.
I'm going to fucking play it.
I'm seeing some cool shit about it. I'll be honest with you. That's one of the games I've been looking forward to for a while.
I was, but I hate when it advertises something and then it comes out as something else.
So, once you play the actual product, and come back and judge that. See how you think.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing it right there with you because I got it. I also pre-ordered that on PS4 if that makes you happy.
It does. It does make me happy every time.
Because, you know, I'm not the biggest PlayStation guy, but there are some PlayStation exclusives that I play a shitload of.
Do you like the controller better than the new Xbox One? I do.
You're going to put me in a corner. I'm not really...
Yeah.
That controller is comfy.
That shit, it's a Cadillac controller.
The shoulder buttons on the Xbox One kind of piss me off. The triggers on it are really nice. Those are really comfy.
Yeah.
And they got the
vibrate function in the triggers, which I think is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Where it really came into play is I played a lot of Dead Rising 3. And
I've never played any of those before.
Right before your weapon breaks or whatever, you'll feel it start to vibrate so you know it's going to break without looking at the little weapon health bar.
Oh, that's good.
So you know my weapon's about to die or I'm about to run out of ammo because it vibrates a little bit on the trigger. So, which is kind of a cool feature to have. I really don't use the Kinect for hardly anything other than Xbox Watch TV. But I'll just be honest. Like, I'm not going to use it for chat. I got a headset for that.
That's kind of gimmicky. I mean, I've always felt the Kinect thing was kind of gimmicky.
I think they're really trying to push it. I know they just released a new firmware update that's supposed to help with voice control. And part of that is, like, it really likes Trent's voice. Like, Trent can talk to it all day, and it just listens. And then me, I start talking to it.
It does have a soft voice.
I talk to it, and I yell at it, and it gets pissed off, and it doesn't want to do anything. It was like, Xbox, watch fucking TV. And it doesn't like the word fucking, so it doesn't do it. So I have to be nice again, and I'd be like, Xbox, watch TV. And I have to say it like that, and then it will respond. But I feel ridiculous when I have to talk to it like Microsoft Sam. So I'm not real fond of the Kinect still. There are some cool ideas with it.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it'll get better. I don't want a game with my hands. I want a game with a controller. So
I want to do other things with my hands.
Right. You know, I got to keep my hands free.
Would you masturbate with the Kinect camera on the same room?
I'm too paranoid.
You got a shy bladder, don't you?
I don't, I'm not.
What if I sidle up next to you at the urinal? You good, or are you going to fucking halt the stream for a minute?
You know, I'm one of those guys that likes the space in between. If I go in there, because we got three. And
I always choose the middle just to fuck with you guys. I always choose, come on, bro. And I'll take a step back just to make it a little more uncomfortable. Take a gaze at my dick while I'm pissing.
Like, there's always the old guys that go up there, and it's a little like... It's any old guy, and they just get into peeing at the
end. It's not that they're into peeing. They're struggling to pee.
Like you just
Your prostate's gonna give out on you one day, buddy. Drink that monster, have a fucking blast. You're gonna be begging that you drank water fucking 20 years from now.
I drink a lot of water. I got a water on the side plus that.
Dude.
You're only drinking the water because I just said something about your bladder.
No, but I've been drinking this since lunch.
Dude.
Oh, that one bottle since when was lunch?
Better than none.
I know.
You would have to drink a gallon of that a day to make up for that one monster.
A pint.
I don't know. This has a lot of electrolytes in it.
Shut the fuck up, Gatorade.
It's the rehab monster.
Yeah,
I get
rehab,
it specifically for...
Those aren't carbonated, are they?
Not carbonated.
Oh. It's not the carbonation that kills your liver and your prostate.
But it's hard on your kidneys, though.
Here's a great game. How many milligrams do you think of caffeine is in my giant Mountain Dew can?
I'm going to go with 2,000.
No.
Dude.
That would kill me. 108.
I started to say, 2,000, he'd be having a seizure right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Actually, hey, Steve-O.
You lying motherfucker. I knew there was caffeine in that thing. I knew it.
I did some reading on the bottom, and it says energy blend. And it says, caffeine from all sources per can is 161 milligrams.
Oh, so I'm going to just go ahead and... It's 54 12 fluid ounces plus math equals 108.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks, buddy.
But it's glucose, taurine...
Hey, guess what?
Ginseng,
this one says there's
and caffeine.
No caffeine.
Good old beer.
In this Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes cool sounds when you open it.
Yesterday
I got a glass for if you want.
Guinness and an apple orchard. I've never been more confused as a man, or an angry orchard.
Angry orchards are good.
Delicious, but so confusing as a man. I was like, this is fucking cider. With my Guinness, you're fucking everything up. And they layered it. Just a goddamn treat.
So what? Yep. It was just Guinness and cider?
Yeah, it's a half and half.
I always call that a black velvet.
She called it a snake bite or something. Yeah, they call it a thousand fucking
things. I was
going
to say black velvet's what I've always heard, but I've never heard the other.
Cider and then the Guinness drought on top. It was good.
What was that?
Probably
hammering on something. Oh, those are gunshots.
No, that's not a gunshot.
That's a really small gunshot, like a 22.
Yeah, that's like a cap gun.
That sounded like a 9mm.
I do a lot of
shooting.
I was gonna say I'm not the expert. Like that could have been a bazooka for all I know.
You think that was a 9mm?
No, that could have been a small 9.
Yeah, I think it was a 9.
At least we're safe in here, not dying for now.
I guess we're gonna do this show for a while.
At least let the cops. I mean, it'll only take the cops 45 minutes to an hour to get here if somebody died, so we'll be good.
Really I'd go out there and look, but I don't really want to get accidentally.
You have your gun with you, Casey?
No, because I came straight from work. And my work kind of has this no gun policy.
How many guns do you think are in our building per day? Be realistic.
In our call center or in our building?
Well, call center.
I'm sure there's a couple people begging.
I'm sure there's a couple people, yeah.
Scary, because we work with some fucking retards.
Hey, guess who probably should have been carrying a gun one night 3 years ago?
God, fucking Rob. You know I got robbed at work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, bro, fucking robbed outside, man.
What?
Well, I didn't get robbed, because I am fucking too stupid for my own good.
I gotta hear this story.
So we're outside, who is it? I'll change the names to protect the innocents. Bitch 1, Bitch 2, Bitch 3, Bitch 4, and then Dude Bitch 5. We're outside. I'm just changing the names.
Were you with our manager?
Yeah.
He got robbed.
Yeah. And old fucking Balls of Stone lost his shit and I didn't. Old City Boy, nope, sorry. I've had a gun in my face before. I grew up in New York. Shit was salty where I grew up. We're sitting outside just bullshitting after work. It's right. 10:30 at night. And, you know, it's not the best part of town, but we're a bunch of white guys. We're comfortable there just sitting around and car pulls up. Bandanas on and fucking points. Give us all your shit. Like, and I happen to be the one they're just fucking right in front of. I'm like, and I've got my glasses hanging from my neck and my phone. And I'm like, I got nothing for you. But they, like, for some reason, that was acceptable to them. You got guns. Like, you could maybe press it. Give me fucking glasses. Give me a fucking phone or something. And they didn't. They just were like, next. Fucking. Turns out to be an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 15-year-old kid.
They get caught?
Yeah, so they go after they rob us and take everybody's shit. What's her name? Denise didn't give her their shit because, you know, she's
got balls of steel.
She's hardened, bro. I guess we would say. And didn't take her shit at all. So they go up to another bar, try and rob a guy. He runs off. They shoot at him a couple times, and then the cops get him.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I almost got fired that day too.
Over the app?
Well, not over that. So
as this, a side. What's it called?
Like a side effect.
Yeah.
So, I go in. Security's like, number one, I'm fired up. You know, I got a fucking gun put in my face. I'm a little fired up about that.
Are you the guy that our boss saved his...
I would say that I probably got my job saved by somebody because I was way out of line.
Because I remember him telling me this story and he said, so-and-so, he didn't say the name, but he said, so-and-so popped off and then I had to really say something because...
I popped off a
lot. Because I thought it was really fucked up that they were getting in trouble for getting robbed.
So, basically what happens, we get robbed, they shoot in the air as they're driving off, right?
Right.
Fucking insert 80-year-old fossil security guard comes over and he's like, was that fireworks? No, fucking gunshot, we just got robbed. And he's like, oh, security, mind you. And so, fast forward, we go inside and call the cops, tell security inside what's going on. And one of the girls had got her purse stolen, it had her keys in it with her truck. So I'm thinking, you know, Probably didn't want to go anywhere. They're probably going to come back and get the truck. If they're criminals, they're going to get that truck. They're going to put two and two together and know they can get that truck at some point. So I'm like, hey guys, can you boot her car so they can't take her truck? Nope. Can't do that. I'm like, I understand that it costs money to take it off. I don't care. I'll pay to take it off tomorrow. It'll just make her feel better tonight. Nope, can't do it. So me, first, I don't even know why I asked this because it just pissed me off. I'm like, what if I push your car to the handicap spot? Then we'll boot it. Motherfucker. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you? And of course, I have a temper, I guess one would say. I get a little fired up. And the guy kind of like, he like talks down to me. I was like, hold the fuck on. You're not my fucking dad. So watch your mouth. Because I'm pretty fired up. And he's like, you need to go outside. I was like, I'll go in there and sit at my fucking desk. There ain't a fucking thing you're going to do about it. Sit behind your desk, just like you did when we got robbed. Back and forth, back and forth. Our boss takes me out. I was like, hey, it probably wasn't a good move there. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm still like fucking, you know, Malibu's most wanted, ready to fucking fight somebody. And next day, of course, that shit all kind of hits the fan. HR comes in and asks me, but I'm like, I didn't say that shit. What are you talking about? Do I look like someone that would say that to them? And of course everybody else, because I stood up for them, I tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
They were like, you didn't say that shit.
Of course I did.
Yeah. Of course I said that, motherfucker. Guess who got fired the next day? Not me. Old security. Oh, that was the one. That was probably the real kicker of what I said. I said, who's your boss? And I knew who his boss was. We know who the head of the fucking building is. I said, say goodbye to your job.
And you know why that is? Had he been there, that car would have been booted the second you said something.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, dude. When I and I laughed at him. I was like, say goodbye to your job.
Yeah.
So, threatening person's employment, profanity in the building, aggressiveness in the building. Put it on my tab.
But I would say it was justified.
Oh, man, because he was a total dick to me. Like, and I was really only trying to help out.
Like, if I just had a gun in my face, I don't know how I'd act. Like, I really don't know. Like, you would see a totally different side of me.
Well, and the thing is, I was trying to help the girls out because they're all fucking, you know, they're stressed. They just lost their purse and they had a gun in their face. And these are fucking white girls. They're not, you know, they haven't been around guns their whole life.
That's true.
They're like, they're girls. Like, oh my God, there's a gun. Like, oh. Like, he didn't shoot. Like, when they shot, they're like, get down. I'm like, they shot that way. It's not going to hit us. Chill the fuck out.
One of them's kind of country.
That doesn't mean she knows guns.
That's true.
We'll talk about that off air because I want to hear the full story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much heard the full story. Yeah. I'll tell you a funny, like.
We can tell you who the players are of the story.
The best part, though.
Yeah, people who don't work there.
So after the fact, no, like a lot of them still work there.
Yeah,
like,
we'll talk about that later.
No. What's her name?
We'll cover it later.
Yeah.
We'll cover it later. Bitch 4. No one works there.
So I got a fight story. But it's not. It's from something recent. It's not nearly as interesting as yours.
Was that an interesting story? Good.
I think it was a good interesting story.
Nothing like getting robbed to get people intrigued.
So I was almost late to work from lunch yesterday, and it would be none other than the fact that I live in kind of a ghetto neighborhood, and I'm pulling out of the complex.
Is it ghetto neighborhood?
I think it's ghetto.
Oh, neighborhood. Yeah,
you're
dude.
White. That's how I know you're white.
And well, my car's been broke. My car has been broken into 4 times.
Drive a Honda. You brought it on yourself.
My stereo's been taken. My battery's been taken. My trunk's been broken into.
Did they steal all your cigarette butts?
Gunshots in the parking lot.
They stole the decent stereo that I had transferred from my other car. But, so I'm driving out yesterday, and I know I'm, like, on the edge of running late. It's only, like, 5 minutes if I
Why
get...
Why do you care if you're late?
Because I got a little bit, an inkling of responsibility about being on time.
Am I supposed to have that too? I don't think
you are. Well, you get paid on the clock a little bit differently than I do.
That's true.
But, so, I'm driving out, and there are... A guy and a girl yelling at each other, and she, like, chucks her, like, Quick Trip 44 ounce at him and just, like, splashes him. He gets up in her face and does the whole, like, put my face in your face thing, starts, like, doing the head bob thing.
Nice.
She's doing the head bob thing. She's probably about 35 and overweight, and he looks like white trash as hell. And then, like, his buddy, which is also a girl, gets up there and starts pulling her hair, puts her arm around her and starts like beating the shit out of her in the middle of the street in the front of my fucking car. I'm running late, so I start gunning my shitty ass Honda engine and honking my horn, and they won't fucking move. So I jump out of my car. And I was like, hey, I know this is a fucking cat fight. I gotta get to work. You guys need to put this somewhere else.
Can you at least move? I was in the other direction.
And so they don't. And so I gun the engine and I pull up and then I slam on my brakes. I was like, get the fuck out of the way. And they did finally move for that, and then I guess somebody called the cops, and I heard sirens, and, like, this was a good, like, 5-minute ordeal. Like, I was waiting, I was like, cause I couldn't believe this was happening, you know? So, but it wasn't anything nearly as interesting as getting a gun in your face.
That's still funny.
It was kind of funny. I was kind of fired up because I was pissed when I was leaving here, and then when I got to work, I was like, it's actually kind of funny.
I'm gonna tell
my team lead.
That just makes me... want to go to a bar and star fight just to body slam someone. I haven't done that in a while.
I'm up for it.
Yeah,
I tend to headbutt a lot more than I used to, though, too.
I kick square in
the
dick.
That's just because you're getting old.
I'm fucking scrappy and mean. I will fish hook you. I will kick you square in the dick. I'll poke you in the eye. I've told
this story.
What?
Kneecap.
Oh, yeah.
Shin to kneecap.
Yep.
Shin to knee. Use your fucking foot. Stomp them. Don't hurt your shin.
I like to bust it out. I was a TIE fighter, so my shins are fairly
well. TIE fighter?
I was.
Jeez. It somehow got cooler. I was like, TIE fighter? Damn, Casey's badass. Holy shit, how did they fly?
But no, I was a boy TIE fighter, though.
Boy TIE fighter?
Yeah, Muay Thai.
I know Muay Thai. It just sounded like Boy Thai.
It did sound like Boy Thai.
And I was thinking of something totally different.
And I remember one of the most painful things I experienced was getting sidekicked in the knee with somebody's shin.
Have you ever been sidekicked in your temple? Because that hurts like a motherfucker.
Ow.
No, that would hurt too, though. But yeah. I'm not that flexible anymore, and I can't just be like, whoop-pow, to the face. So...
Well, I could. I'd probably break my spleen, but I could.
Me and you need to spar.
Okay.
Money's on Casey.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm a gay.
I mean, this is dude. No. If it goes over 60 seconds, you got him. Just in sheer stamina.
I'm kind of out of shape, to be honest.
Well, okay. If we were going to do the 1 to 10 rating on out of shape, you're lowest to the out of shape.
The one, the whole table. Says the one fucking dude who's not 60 pounds no overweight shit. At the table. So,
he's not wearing a black shirt.
So on the indexing scale.
I told you he wouldn't have a fucking black shirt. What's it like to be skinny? You don't always have to wear a black shirt.
It's been a while since I've been skinny.
Yeah, but like you're skinnier.
Dude.
You know.
How can...
I weigh 210 pounds.
You got a double chin underneath that beard?
Yeah, it's just another fist. See?
So I'm gonna rope it back around to topic.
Oh, yeah. Because
we've had some fun.
Yeah.
Casey, you been doing anything in the wild world of gaming?
Not lately. Outside of my phone still playing pool.
You're still playing pool on your phone?
It's fun and addictive, and I can't help it. I have a problem. Leave me alone. but
we're going to need to have an intervention.
Did you guys already talk about Halo 5?
No, we'll get around to that.
No. I am excited for that, and I'm also very excited for the TV series Halo 5.
Yes.
Halo.
Yeah, there's that series that Steven Spielberg is supposed to be doing on Showtime.
Yep.
Yep.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. The
Ford Under Dawn was pretty cool, too.
I liked it, halfway through.
It needs a bigger budget.
Yeah. Well, like, once it got into the actual, like, battle scenes and crap, that was where it was cool. When they did that whole character setup of going to all the different cadets, I was like, really, this is it? It's, like, 40 minutes in.
I've been waiting to see Master Chief for 40 minutes.
Yeah. But once Master Chief was introduced in the storyline, that it got, like, badass, and they had the hunter scene, and that was just cool as shit. But I was really pissed off once it ended.
Well, we'll probably get more of that.
Yeah.
They did a good job. They proved that it was completely possible with practical effects, because there was very little CG in that.
Well, and, you know, talking about television providers, etc., like, they're going to be doing show exclusives on Xbox, like TV shows and things like that, here fairly soon, actually.
Did you guys actually see the thing with the Xbox Live Gold members about what they're going to be getting?
We'll get into that in news. Hang on to that.
My bad.
That's all right.
Holster that gun.
Wait. He's just ready to shoot.
He had the TIE Fighter joke, and he is fucking on it now.
I could have had better sound effects, but...
It was good. I mean, we don't have a soundboard here.
It was kind of cute.
Thanks. But yeah, outside of that, really, it's just 8-ball pool.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what games I have on my phone.
Jason, what about you?
Wow. I've been playing a whole lot of Titanfall since Rusty's out of town and his PC is unused right now.
Well, they're good for you. Are you doing pretty good on PC? Like, are you using
a little bit.
Using mouse and keyboard, or are you using the controller?
No, I ended up going to the Xbox controller just for the simple fact of I haven't keyboard gamed in so long for a first-person shooter that it was slowing me down.
Fair enough.
Way too much.
I find I'm so much better at aiming if I have mouse and keyboard.
Oh,
just point and click?
It's pretty much what it's like.
That seems unfair.
Well, that's why you don't use a controller for playing on PC.
I was much more accurate with mouse and keyboard, but my movement was too slow.
No, I was making sure I wasn't going to be talking out my ass whenever I talk about the Xbox.
Yeah, let's make sure
research
that.
Here.
I like to give accurate information.
Oh.
No, my reaction speed was just a whole lot slower when it came to movement, especially Titan movement.
That's fair. I've been kind of wondering about it on PC. I've thought about it getting on PC, but I've already owned it once and I got all this shit to buy, so...
To be honest, it doesn't look any better on PC than it does on Xbox One.
That game's really fun. I didn't think
it
I would
is.
Like it. It's really... But it's Call of Duty still, so I got really stale of it real fast.
You know, I haven't, but that's because there's enough new to it.
There's a
fluidity of movement to that game that is refreshing.
We'll say there is that for it. I need to get back into it, but again, you know,
my only one
shitload
gripe,
of stuff right now.
My only one gripe with it on PC is that matchmaking is a whole lot slower.
Well, yeah, there's not as many.
And
for the most part on PC,
well,
aside from Dota, I mean, you're going to have less people on
it. Well, it's not just that. It's even just game load. is slower on PC.
Well, you're talking about how it looks. If Rusty had a 4K screen, it actually supports 4K resolution on PC right now.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is good.
And we'll still run at 60 frames per second with SLI. But, yeah, that's two graphics cards, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever have that game you played that you only played and all your friends thought you were lame for playing it?
Yeah, it depends on what friends.
It was called WoW. I did play WoW.
I did play
I've never played WoW before.
Doesn't your boss play WoW?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, I know.
Both of them do. They're WoW fanatics. Which is weird to see a chick be a fanatic about a game like that. Which I know there's like a lot in there, but it's just she's a fanatic about it.
I got done with it real quick. I also know that Tracy plays it too.
I've never played it, and I've never watched Titanic. Those are two things I'll never do.
Well,
I fuck that movie. Titanic.
Yeah, I'm not missing anything, right? Fucking spoiler.
No, not really.
The ship goes down.
Yeah, you know what's worse is seeing it with your mom.
I've seen the boobs from the movie. I just haven't seen the movie.
But I took my mom to go see that. Just me and my mom. You know how awkward that was?
God.
That was super
awkward. It is the worst when you're in with your parents. And like my stepdad.
My mom is so religious.
My stepdad's at the point now where I'm an adult to him, so he's like, you see the tits on there? I'm like, you don't need to be looking at another set of tits except for my mother. She's a goddamn angel. It's a weird, passage of rites where they start acknowledging tits.
Then he look at you and be like, you ruined him.
You ruined him. Damn you.
And yet she gave birth to you.
Man, she's a saint. I don't know what she did wrong with Dorothy Mantooth. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
No. I will fully admit the only reason I've watched that movie is because when it came out in theaters, my dad lost that fight.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I had to see it with my mom, and that sucked ass. That was like one of the worst experiences. My mom is so religious. Like, my dad was a deacon, and my mom was, you know, like church wife. So, like, my parents are uber religious. Like, I've just now, in the last 5 years...
Probably into some wild shit, though. Don't kid yourself. No.
My dad tells me all the time about how much sex they have now that we're gone. So, and when I stayed over, he's like, you want to sleep? You can sleep in my bed.
Would you like earplugs?
And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm watching your house, I'll sleep on the couch.
Oh, so yeah.
I did. I just could not, no.
I wonder if you ever asked your mom, would you like to see my deacon?
That's fucked up, dude.
Would you like to get down on your knees and pray?
Wow, that's fucked up.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. I'm an
dude,
asshole.
You know what's worse?
Did you ever ask
your dad if they ever had sex on the couch before sleeping on that thing? Because you know it's happened.
You got some of his holy water all in your beard.
Well, that came from that same water.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so bad. I feel like we all owe you an apology.
I don't. I think you shouldn't have brought up that much information about people that it's used against you.
It's all fair. It's all fair on this show.
Yeah, that's great.
No apology needed.
I'm gonna walk out with black eyes after this.
Oh, shit.
You got a mean right hook, that's all I'm gonna say. So anything else aside from Titanfall?
No, because he didn't leave me his ESO login, the bastard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Rusty, who's normally on the show, he got an opportunity to go see his mom and dad. That's great.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a month to play ESO with this bastard. The week he's like, yeah, we'll play it together. He goes and visit his fucking parents.
To be fair, that's because they said they would pay the $400 worth of gas and all his food to go up there.
I don't blame him for that. Yeah. I'm just saying the time. I'm just saying
a lot of man.
Dude.
It's a lot of man.
I'm just saying the timing was rotten because I've been waiting to play that game for so goddamn long.
But at the same time, that you gotta think that's Northern Michigan. That's 16 hours worth of drive. Can't always do that.
That's true.
Especially now that he's a student. It's like, right. This is his longest break all year. So.
Do you know when he's going to get back?
The first weekend in June.
Jesus fucking Christ, that's a long time.
Yeah. And summer semester is going to start right then.
I'm just going to have to start playing.
Yeah.
The PlayStation Now beta starts tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, interesting.
We'll save that for after break.
That's interesting.
So, I will say, John's going to play that, but I didn't get to play much of it, except for the other weekend right before he left, right before we did our show.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of ESO with Rusty, and then he was tired or something, I don't know. But
he had to jerk off.
Whatever. And So I got back into Dark Souls. I've been playing the shit out of that. Dark Souls 2.
God, fuck that game.
That game's amazing.
I love that game.
I love that game, but I enjoy not breaking my controllers as well.
Well, so I'll tell you how I'll tell you how Jesus. I played that game. So I've been stuck on the same fight for a while.
Are you still stuck on the chariot boss?
Nope. No, I'm way past that now.
Oh, okay.
I switched characters and power leveled a guy all the way past that and said, I ain't going to use a guy to cast magic. I'm going to use a guy with a sword. Fuck this. I'm going to go back to what I know. And so I power leveled all the way through that, put about 35 hours into it, and got all the way up to one of the last bosses, and he's a big dragon. So the thing about Dark Souls, though, is it's not usually the bosses that are always that hard. It's getting to them. And you can either speedrun your way, try to dodge all these guys to get to this boss so you can fight him, or you can fight all the guys. The problem is you fight all the guys, that's like a 20-minute deal, getting from the save point basically all the way up to the boss.
Not only that, but the danger of having to use your Estus flask and a lot of life gems.
So I got really good at dodging. So I spent an hour last night. So this boss fight is one of those that's so hard you can't get hit once. And so a lot of it is dodging. And so, I strip my guy naked, because that's the way you're going to run the fastest. And I just give him, he's just naked with a sword. And it actually ended up being the best way to do it. So stripping down naked, run the sword, and get all the way up there. Problem is, the boss is a little bit unpredictable.
So what
I get him down to a third, and then I die.
Is he butt naked?
He has a loincloth.
He's got a claw. I was going to say, yeah, they can't just be showing dick swinging while you're battling people.
No, but you're in a loincloth and you're also dead. So, you're.
Oh, dead dick. Jesus.
So you're like a zombie dude with a loincloth with a sword. So.
But you start out alive, right? But it's that first time you die, you're fucked.
Well, you can get your life back, but you can only do it so many times. You have to farm something called humanity. And humanity brings your life back. It also opens you up for an invasion. But in this game, they do a little bit better because you only get invaded if you've been doing PvP a lot.
Yeah.
So if I do a shitload of PvP, that puts me higher up on the wanted list, so to speak. And people can invade me more often. If I'm not doing a lot of that, which I haven't been, then I'm not very high on the wanted list.
Speaking of which, I've been lucky enough not to get invaded yet. And that's after 12 hours.
And I really feel there's a lot of really dirty shit I can say right now.
Well, so there's these things called covenants, and basically
do you guys ever invade each other?
Actually, I invaded Trent to help him out.
To help him? Gotta lend a helping hand.
Well, I'm a sunbro. I'm what they call a sunbro. That's the name of my covenant. Sunbrothers. So, sunbro.
Oh, that increases your PvP chances right there. You
actually,
know that,
it doesn't.
Right?
It doesn't, because
his name has bro in it.
Yeah.
it's a Reddit term. They started calling them sunbros.
Sunbro.
Sunbros, it makes you golden when you invade their world, and you also have this, it just makes your summon sign way more obvious, so you can drop down a sign in front of a boss, go play the game wherever you want, and it'll say, you're being summoned by so-and-so to help them out. So go help them out with the boss and get some souls, and whatever. Or, with Trent, we had to find this ring that would let us play co-op, and you find the ring, and you choose the same god, and as long as you're within the same level, I drop a sign, he sees it, he summons me in, and then we go fight a boss together. Which is really fucking cool, because that game's hard as shit, right?
Yeah.
So, and some of the bosses are way better co-op. I'm just going to say, the one that I'm on right now would be horrible for co-op, because the way the tracking is on him and how he, targets you. Somebody else is, going around, I'm going to get fucked, because there's only, one safe spot.
Oh, God, look at that. Ow.
That's a blister.
Yeah, that fucked that.
So
I like seeing videos of shit getting popped.
But
sorry. Whoa. Sorry. Whoa. Nobody can see us.
Neck cheese.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know why. It's just so fascinating to me.
Like double dicks?
No, that's not. That was just more curiosity. This I legitimately enjoy and laugh.
So anyways, I'm most of the way through the game. I'm probably going to beat it here tomorrow if I don't get too involved with Wolfenstein. Oh, shit, I got to close tomorrow. I ain't even doing anything.
I'm off tomorrow.
What a bastard.
PDO.
So, but yeah, I'm going to probably beat it this week. I'm that close. I've thought about Twitch streaming it. The problem is I get distracted sometimes, and I'll just sit at a bonfire and hang out.
God,
but
that's a big blister.
I'm really down to, the last four bosses, and I'll be done with that game.
Nice.
So, and that's after having, a character at 15 hours, a character at 10 hours, and then a character at 35 hours.
This is really funny. It's porn pictures that somebody Microsoft paints over to make normal pictures.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's a fire hose.
It's a fire hose. Just splashing two girls in the fire hose. That's Reddit's so great. God, just everything I want. And then, of course, there's like porn all around that selection, but that one's, you know, when I feel like laughing at funny porn.
It's kind of like the new 4chan in a way.
I have the 4chan account as well. When I want to be mischievous.
I don't know if I'd want 4chan on my phone, though.
I don't have it on my phone.
I wouldn't
want to
get
phone hacked. I do have it on my phone.
But anyways, yeah, I'll be done with Dark Souls soon. I've been playing a little bit of Bound by Flame on PS4. I'm not enjoying that nearly as much as Dark Souls, though.
Dark Souls is amazing. It's just hard.
So, and then there's a mod. The same guy that did the Durante, the guy that was on NeoGAF that did the mod last time, he's done a new mod that actually enhances lighting. And what it does, it resizes your textures to 4K, and then it shrinks it down to whatever you're at, so the textures actually look way better on there. It already looks pretty good, but on PC with that mod, it makes it look like something that should be on a next-gen console. So, nice. Which is really fucking cool. But everybody knows we like Dark Souls, and I'm not going to just go on and on and on and on.
We are the Dark Souls show.
It does it for you, right?
We'll say, though.
Yeah, that does it for you. It was yep.
What?
I'm just looking at this. She's like crazy flexible. Like contortionist. Crap. Yeah, look, I've got a weird selection that I run through. It's like Russian roulette.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta say
that does it for me.
Yeah.
So other than that, though, I mean, we got like Wolfenstein coming out tonight.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about that.
I need to get that one.
I'm actually gonna
kill
try
some
something.
Nazis.
I'm gonna try something normal or different for once. I'm gonna try to do like a download thing instead of doing it like a store bought copy, because I'm already a PlayStation Plus member, so it's only $55.
Yep.
I'm saving myself like $15 because of tax.
Yep.
So I'm going to download that tonight after the show's over and probably play that some tomorrow night at some point. Or I'll take a lunch and just do that. But, yeah, and we got Watch Dogs coming out in a week. Oh, and fucking Transistor. So for the guys that have listened way back on the show, we had the guys that did Bastion enter the show, fucking Logan, which is fucking badass. He's going to be narrating that game as well. Something kind of similar, kind of isometric.
I've heard nothing but good things about that Bastion game.
Got a Bastion game.
It's good.
Nice.
Actually, have a few. I need to find a way to give away some for the show.
Nice.
Anyways, that's probably a good break point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just break.
I think so.
We'll come back.
Yeah.
Do you have a napkin? Yeah.
We'll work out some news. Be back in a minute. Was the break fairly short? I guess you could call it productive.
Yeah, we did. We came up with questions. We started talking about toaster strudels. It was really productive. So we did have a question last week. That question was: if there's anything as seen on TV that you wanted to buy? What was it and why, Casey?
I did not realize I was going to be put on the spot just now.
Now you got to think.
I would have to say the shticky. I think we talked about
the shticky. Yeah, the shticky.
What's the shticky?
Yeah.
It'll clean up.
Yeah, well, so the shticky, it's like a lint roller thing, but it's like reusable. All you have to do is like run it under water and the shit slides off and then it dries off and then it's sticky again. It's like this
damn ingenious
gel stuff, whatever. And in the commercial, he says something about got a hairy pussy? Not a problem. And like he was holding a cat, and he's like he just says sticky on it. He's like
sticky your pussy.
All the pussy hair sticks to the cat or the sticky.
Gosh.
And it was like just because of that, it was the greatest thing, and I really wanted it.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
It's a ShamWow guy, so it makes it even funnier.
Yep.
Oh, the tortellini, that guy.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He's the one.
The slap chop guy.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Imagine him just saying like, got a sticky pussy? Or got a hairy pussy?
Got a sticky pussy. You just made a new turn now.
So yeah, I'd go with the sticky, which by the way, I have it.
You have the sticky?
I do.
Does it work?
It works phenomenally.
Do you have a hairy pussy?
No.
I have a sticky, no problem.
What about you, Steve-O?
I didn't come prepared for this. I don't watch.
That's the point.
First thing that came to your mind.
Slap chop. God damn, I don't know why. I'm not even going to eat. Like, I eat a lot of vegetables or anything, but.
I do eat a lot of Italian.
I do, but that doesn't translate over to. That's just cheese and noodles, bro.
You make some good noodles with that, right?
I don't know if the slap chop's a noodle maker, man.
They can make some little petite noodles.
They have a noodle maker thing, though. Same, like, company or something. I don't know.
What I want. I'm going slap chop. Come back to me. I may have something better.
What about you, Jason?
I don't remember what I said last week, and now I can't think.
Well, I'm going to go with bacon bowls, because I saw those
That was my answer.
I was out there getting smokes again, and I was like, why am I not buying this? I should be buying bacon bowls, because that would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I've been buying all this, like, butcher's bacon, so, like, I think that would just be the best thing.
Have you ever had a bacon-weaved burger?
Oh, yeah.
I know how to do those. Yeah, they're delicious.
Well, how many strips of bacon does that take?
8.
Damn. Oh, fuck, that's got to be good.
Gonna man up, son.
I've made a bacon strip, like, roll, though, where you weave, like, probably 12 by 12.
Yeah.
And it's just weave it all together, then you sprinkle all this cheese, then you put hamburger meat down, and then you put some ham down,
some
jalapenos, and roll it.
Bacon,
brown sugar on top.
Pound of pork sausage on top of that. Crumble bacon in the middle. Roll all that shit up. Dry rub it. Put it in your smoker for 6 hours.
Smoker.
Oh.
I'm going to say, like, speaking of bacon, because obviously I eat a lot of that with the diet that I'm on. I was wanting
it works.
Atkins. It works. So anyways, I was craving shark bites, and there's a local pizza place here in town that does this thing called shark bites. They're cream cheese filled jalapenos wrapped in bacon.
Pizza Depot.
Yep. And
I love those.
I wanted to make my own, and so I was like, I bought some fresh jalapenos, I sliced them in half. They didn't have cream cheese.
Poured them out.
I didn't have cream cheese, so I got like this like triple cheddar stuff. And stuffed it in there, and then wrapped them all in bacon, threw them in the oven for like 25 minutes at 350. Those fuckers came out, and that was delicious. Now, it hurt like a motherfucker later, but...
Oh, yeah.
Because I had like...
Begging for a splashback.
I had like 16 of these bastards. It was so good. It was like lunch. And I just kept eating them, you know?
Shark bite pizza.
Yeah.
God, I love it.
How does that work out?
Poorly in the end, I'm sure.
It's, they take the shark bites, and they cut them up into like three different... sections or whatever, and they just put it on like their pepperonis, and it's phenomenal.
That does sound actually pretty
good.
You're
also looking at the same guy who makes ghost pepper vodka.
You sadistic bastard.
Yeah, we help, but shark bite pizza doesn't burn.
So yeah, bacon bowls for me. Anybody got anything else before I go into the official stuff?
Nah, let's go to news.
Are you mean the question?
Do we want to? Oh, no. Yeah, the answers. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, the answers. So, we can go ahead and pull this up.
I lost track.
Jay Pickering says, a thing that murders cat hair, carpet towel, cloth, and doesn't matter. The one sweep, nothing sweeps better. I feel like...
Sounds like we got some sticky competition.
I think we do.
I like Matt's answer.
What's he say?
It's very Matt. Find it here. There it is. I've been thinking about buying that hose, the snake or whatnot. I'd like to have a long rubbery tube that straightens and gets hard when filled and limp when it's not.
I actually have it, and it works pretty well.
Seems incredible. Do you just buy as seen on TV shit all the time?
No.
You know, Walgreens has a good aisle for that, though.
Yeah.
Like, late night shopping when you're drunk is probably, like, a bad thing, but I feel like if I was in Walgreens more and I drove drunk more often, which, you know, you shouldn't do anyway. that usually can end poorly. That might be a thing that I would do, but somehow I've managed not to. Anyways, we're going to move along. We're going to come back to the question. I'm sure Steve-O has thought of something to ask. Once we get back to that point, we want to get to news, though. So, first bit of news... Casey, you were talking about on Showtime, they had that Halo TV series?
Yes. It's going to be produced by Steven Spielberg, and outside of that, I really don't have a lot more information, but I am, like, crazy excited for it.
Let's see, I've heard a lot about it. It's actually been in the making for a while, and what that's supposed to do is supposed to springboard TV shows on the Xbox Live service. So they're going to do it on Showtime. I know Showtime's trying to buy it first. So they're supposed to air it first on Showtime and then air it on Xbox. But that'll be kind of like their flagship show to start it off, kind of like they had House of Cards for Netflix, a service that generally had other people shit on it, and they're going to start doing something like that on Xbox.
Yep.
So that's kind of a big thing. I can kind of see what happens with it. It's kind of an interesting thing for game consoles to move to. What about you, Jason?
Well, the night after I said it on this show, it was confirmed on Xbox Live. They are selling the Xbox One without Kinect for $3.99.
Fucking finally.
And they are moving Netflix, Hulu, and a couple other video streaming services in front of the pay gate.
Which is smart. Probably finally smart, because I can't believe they've gotten along this far with just doing that.
Absolutely.
Look at what happens when management changes. Just saying.
Yeah. That's true. I know there's a game coming out that I was watching some alpha footage to that you guys should probably check out. It's called Road to Redemption. Does anybody at this table remember Road Rash on PS1?
Fuck. Yep. Yes, I do.
Fuck yeah.
It's basically that. It's going to be on Steam right now. I don't know if it's going to move to consoles, but it's going to be alpha. I know that alpha is out for certain people on Steam right now.
That's badass.
So that's something that we probably ought to look forward to in the future. This is basically exactly that. It's multiplayer Road Rash.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking incredible.
So, and there's not really anything different than Road Rash on it.
I've got some stuff. YouTube's supposed to acquire Twitch for $1 billion. It's kind of a shaky rumor, but it seems like more and more they're starting to be stuff come
like
up with
it. I don't like the sound of it.
Well, I mean, Google got their hands on fucking YouTube and did a work on them, so they're going to do the same thing to fucking Twitch.
Which I think is kind of I don't know, I've liked Twitch for so long. For people who've been listening to the show for a while, I've been watching a lot of Dota coverage. And I watch Dota tournaments on Twitch. A lot of, like, live stream stuff for games. Like, if you want to find, like, a guide on something, you'll find it on Twitch. You'll find, like, Heroes of the Storm. I was playing the alpha of that the other day. And I wanted to find out more about it, and I watched a guy that was like a quote-unquote pro gamer on Twitch playing Heroes of the Storm, and it kind of gave me some tips. So it's one of those things that I just like to do. I know when the International was out last summer, I was over at my girlfriend's house cooking dinner while she was doing other shit, and that's what I was doing, was watching Twitch.
Nice. I'm sure she felt valued.
Well, she was doing other things. So, I'm not that bad. She understood.
You're justified it to me. You're single again, right?
Yeah, I'm single again.
Coincidence.
But yeah, I think that's still kind of a bad idea. I think that Twitch having their own entity, because YouTube's getting so commercialized now. Like, you look at YouTube, it's hard to get past anything with a fucking commercial at this point.
Yeah,
they can't just watch user generated content. I want to watch a 30-second video on how to beat this boss. Let me watch a 30-second commercial as well. Fuck you, YouTube.
Kind it just makes me not want to buy the shit that's on the ads, just out of spite.
Well, and then people get creative with their ad placement. So like when you're scrolling on it, like the ad's right next to the scroll bar, so now you end up clicking shit you didn't want to click.
Yep.
Which really pisses me off.
You say creative, I say dickheads. But yeah, same thing.
Dickhead way of making extra money on their YouTube channel. I wish they'd just get more subscribers. Thank you. Jason, what about you?
I was looking through here. I don't know. There's just not a whole lot that sticks out. Of course, E3's coming, so.
Yeah, well, probably
everybody kind of quiets up a little bit before E3.
Well, EA's supposed to have a huge showing at E3 this year.
Yeah.
Halo 5's coming out next year. Supposedly fall next year. In between, they're going to release like an anniversary edition with 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's speculative that the ODST and Reach may not be included in the series, but it's going to be a full-on HD remake to kind of hold people over that are really big into Halo.
Polishing a turd.
I don't know. We'll see.
I like Halo.
I'm an Xbox hater. So.
It's okay. At least you preface it with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have no justification to that statement. I just like to pry at people.
ODST's fun. I will say, speaking of stuff like that, like I played a shitload of Horde mode the other night on Gears. I also was going through Gears 3 with Ren, a long-time listener of the show. Me and him completed all of the Gears campaign on Thursday. So playing that co-op's actually really fucking fun. We're going to get back into playing some of the multiplayer Horde shit. So if anybody's looking for me online on Xbox, that's something I will be doing occasionally.
Epic has confirmed the new Unreal tournament's going to be party-centric.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah.
But the thing about that, though, is like a lot of the big players in Epic aren't there anymore. You don't got Cliffy B in there anymore.
Yeah.
He's off making indie games and shit at this point. But... like and
yeah,
also,
but
and
really, I mean, do you really need those core guys for Unreal Tournament? I mean, it's
they
not
kinda,
years.
Was,
it's
I know
what
that,
happened to Call of Duty when they lost their core people.
That's true.
Well, like, the one thing that worries me about Wolfenstein is John Carmack has nothing to do with it. And he is a Doom, and he is Mr. Doom, Mr. Quake,
yep.
Mr. fucking Wolfenstein, and it's not his IP anymore.
So, like, while I did spend $55 on a potentially decent game, it's not going to have that same creative genius behind it that those other games did.
Sometimes that's a good thing, though. 20 years ago, genius isn't the same as it is now.
Yeah.
I hate to be a hater, but you know, well, there's also that.
The guy's also a fucking rocket scientist. I don't know. I've got a lot of respect for Carmack. He's also the guy behind the Oculus Rift, if you guys know what that is.
No, what's that, Justin? Tell me about it.
Oh, shut up, Steve-O. But, let's see. I really don't have... I do have one real big story I wanted to break. Does anybody else have anything before I jump into it?
It is confirmed that they will be talking about the new Mass Effect at E3.
Oh.
Fancy.
I'm big on Mass Effect.
I like Mass Effect.
Mass Effect's pretty
badass. Mass Effect is...
strikes my nerd boner very fancy.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested now. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking at that.
And there's rumors that Halo 5 is going to be more open world.
Well, they already got... So, from the creators of original Halo, you got Destiny coming out, which will be a multi-platform, which is going to be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it doesn't crash and burn like it. There's great potential for it, too, right now. They've spent way too much money on it.
It looks nice.
Half a billion dollars. So, the thing I wanted to break real quick was, you know, bringing up Souls games again.
Oh, yes.
There's something called Project Beast coming out that looks a lot like a Demon's Souls 2. And so the thing with Demon's Souls is the reason there was a Dark Souls instead of a Demon's Souls, long story short, Sony owns the rights to Demon's Souls. So, which is why Dark Souls was released on Xbox and on PlayStation 3, because it wasn't a Sony property. That's why it ended up being a spiritual successor. The thing with Demon's Souls, though, is it's more of a, like, almost horror slash dark fantasy, where Dark Souls is more like high fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, doesn't have the horror themes like Demon's Souls did.
Demon's Souls is also a lot harder.
I feel like it is, too. So, they're talking about a lot of the images that are looking at this, is there's the whole Foggates thing. It's obviously a Souls game. They haven't done a Demon's Souls in a while. Project Beast is something that could potentially be Demon's Souls 2 on next gen, which I'm actually really... Like, a lot of the concept art for it looks very more like 16th century musketeer kind of thing mixed with a horror thing.
Ooh.
So, like, it's a, like, some of the concept art was a dude with a blunderbuss and, like, a rapier.
Fuck yeah.
So, which is...
You child, don't laugh. That has rape in it.
I know what a rapier is.
We got a fencer at work.
Yeah.
And Danny, he's got quite a mustache, too. Damn.
Well, he did.
He did, yeah.
Shaved it.
He looked like the musketeer shaped his mustache.
Yeah.
He just looks horrible without one.
I know.
I mean, he doesn't look great. guy,
he's a distinguished guy.
Absolutely.
He's a distinguished gentleman. That might be.
I wouldn't call him a gentleman.
Very nice.
But
he is a hilarious dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm pretty hyped about that. Obviously, if I see any more Souls news, I'll let you guys know. But. And for the people over there saying that it Souls the hipster game, specifically Harlow from BMFcast and NoQuarters.net, because, you know, I like you guys, but it's not a hipster game, because fuck that. Hipsters can't play a game that goddamn hard. Anyways, just wanted to say that.
Yeah, but we've been playing it from the
beginning. I push my glasses up while I say it. With my beard.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's
your
one
ironic
difference
t-shirt.
Between...
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's one difference between us and them. We were playing it first.
That's true.
It's R word first.
It was.
Anyways, so we got a question this week, right?
Yeah.
I think we're done with news, right, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're pretty good.
What'd you come up with?
Kicked a couple of things around in my head. I know you're a big fan of poop, so... And you're a germaphobe, so you're the inspiration for this question. You have 30 seconds before you shit your pants, and I'm talking...
You're prairie dogging already.
Critical mass. Where is the worst place you have to shit?
In your cubicle.
Oh. God.
In front of all your employees.
See, that's not so bad to me. In a meeting.
In a meeting. Just go over to the corner. What are you doing?
VP's doing a site visit. Hey man, I heard that your team's doing
is raise your leg.
Yep.
It's like on What is that? Is it Van Wilder? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just goes to town. I would say, worst place to shit your pants, or not, well, to shit. Church is pretty high up there. I don't like church, but I still wouldn't want to have to shit in church all loud. I'm not a quiet pooper.
That'd be one of the best places. You'd just be like, he'll forgive me.
I would say, like, girlfriend's parents' house is pretty bad.
Girlfriend's parents' house at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had to ask for toilet paper at your girlfriend's parents' house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing work in here. Can I get a hand?
I have a thing where I always check for toilet paper first.
See, I don't. I'm just like, I have faith. I'm like, well, I don't, I'm not around animals.
You have faith.
You gotta know that, you know, there's fucking toilet. If you're the last, if you, you are the worst type of fucking person, if you use the last bit of the toilet paper and A, don't replace it, and B, or, just leave the bathroom with no toilet paper.
Or don't report it.
Yes, let somebody know. If you're not capable of dealing with the situation, get assistance.
Any Chinese food buffet.
I don't eat Chinese food. I don't like eating cats. You know that at some point, if you ate Chinese food, there's probably something that wasn't.
Maybe, but it still tasted good, so.
The only thing that Chinese people don't eat that has four legs is a chair.
That's debatable. They might eat a chair or two.
Especially if it's leather.
Yeah. So I'm not going to continue down this path.
It's a slippery slope.
This is a slippery slope. This is a slippery slope. What about you, Jason?
I already said it, dude. Any Chinese food buffet.
Oh. Casey?
I don't really know that I have a good answer for this.
Have you ever... Like, so near the middle of nowhere.
Riding a horse.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. That was fucked up.
It's just like...
Squish noise was unnecessary.
That was so unnecessary.
It might be going back up at that point.
Yeah. Oh, running down your leg. And...
Do I get an award for that answer, by the way?
I'm putting a gold star next to your name.
I'm kind of disturbed by my own answer.
Then we'll give you another beer.
Yeah.
Oh. No. No.
Where else would it be bad to have to shit?
So, like, you're in the middle of the desert, and you're driving, and there's not, like, a gas station for 50 miles, and you have to get over in the middle of the road.
Oh, dude, that doesn't bother me.
That's not a big deal, bro. You got toilet paper on your feet. Socks. Come on. You got boxers? Just wipe your butt with that.
Pull your butt.
Although you're weird about your fucking poo on your hand, so.
No, your socks are too porous.
Do you, when you're pooping, do you browse your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that...
This guy doesn't browse his fucking phone while he's pooping because he's afraid of getting poop on it.
So, I have dropped the phone in the toilet before.
There's poop in the air, though.
But that was pissing and I was drunk.
There's poop in the air, though, when you poop.
You're like breathing in poop in the air. You're more worried about your phone than breathing in poop?
At least it's protected in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the I'm trying to win argument. I can just
there's
throw that
no
out
way
there.
You're winning.
Hey, I'm just saying, there's a good chance that if you're on my Facebook or you've texted me ever in your life, there's a good chance that I've looked at you while pooping.
Yeah.
You looked at my picture while I was...
I'll answer the phone while I'm pooping. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Just pooping.
I got no problem
with it. It's not a big deal. Like,
now, if it's like one of those painful or like explosive diarrhea episodes, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you forward them to voicemail.
Yeah.
Sorry, quit buzzing. I'm looking at my phone to try and take my mind off this.
And my hands are usually like... My elbows are on my knees and like I'm face-planting... And I'm like, dear Lord, please let this end soon.
Face planting.
You gotta stay on the toilet, brother. That's a key part of it.
I don't know if you know this, but it's a lot easier to shit if you bring your knees up to your chest. And I don't want to bring my knees up to my chest, so I bring my chest to my knees.
So that leaves you open to, like, going in wrong directions.
What?
Like you've been too far.
I'm
like
not
gonna
shit on the tank if that's what you're
that's
saying.
That's why you're lowering yourself that far. Like, your ass is gonna, you know.
No, I'm saying, I think you should, like... He should go up on his feet on the rim and just hover.
They actually make this thing. It's like a little platform that you put your feet on, so that it raises your knees up. And it's because you know how you used to poop back in like 2,000 years ago.
No, I don't, Casey. Tell me.
I'm glad you asked.
You're gonna have a history lesson on
poop.
They would like sit down. So it's the same thing they do in Iraq. They just stand on the street and they crouch down and their knees are at their chest,
yeah.
And then they Because there's like this band, muscle band or whatever, that holds your butthole closed. And
you know way too much about this.
I saw it on Facebook, to be honest.
It also makes it easier when your diaphragm's
compressed.
Information
superhighway.
Well, it was on like, I fucking love science, so it's legit.
Oh.
So that's legit.
Somebody on the Facebook page created it.
Yeah.
Sounds legit. Have you some dumbass will do this and I'll laugh. I'll get plenty of YouTube videos from it.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I should submit that to MythBusters. And
I
want
to
watch
saying,
that redhead
time,
try it. I'd watch her poop. I'm just saying, I would watch her poop.
Next time you have an issue,
I think it would
pooping,
destroy me if I watched her poop.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got into the whole like pooping fetish thing.
I'm completely against it if that's not already obvious.
You know,
I'm not against pooping. I am perfectly comfortable pooping.
I just don't want to watch somebody else do it, and I sure as hell don't want them to do it on me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a Cleveland Steamboat.
So, like, who's your number one hot chick?
That's a hard question.
Just throw fucking first one that came in here. First one that comes to mind.
Why do you gotta put me on the spot? I'm thinking.
Just give me give one of your top 10.
Top 10.
Just one of them. Just one.
I'm not very good with names.
Kimberly the Pink.
Give me
Power
a description.
Ranger.
Chances are I've probably masturbated to him. Go ahead.
Now that just makes it awkward. So now.
Oh, you don't think we've masturbated to the same chick before? We've probably all masturbated to the same chick before.
Yeah.
Unless you're into some weird shit, then we definitely have masturbated to the same chick.
Not going to lie. One of the hotter girls that I've met.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, let's go with this. I like that better already.
Jessica Negri.
Oh, okay, so...
You know who I'm talking about?
Fuck yeah, I know who you're talking about. She does all that hot cosplay shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can bang her 100,000 times. She's got to poop on your chest one time. Do you let it happen?
No. They'd ruin it for me.
What if it's even after the 100,000 times? You get to bang her, and on the 100,000th time, you're going to jizz, and she's going to drop trowel and drop one right on your chest.
Well, that's the thing. You can just be like, bye.
No, it's not negotiable. Like, they're going to have you ready... And you're going to be, like, locked in like one of those Bond supervillain contraptions where the laser's coming at your dick. And she's going to drop one right on your chest. 100,000 times for one turn.
Nope.
Wow.
Don't
you,
like.
You are ridiculous.
I have standards.
I would, for 5 times, I'd probably let her drop one on my chest, bro. She's so hot. You're just...
I don't even really like blondes, but there's just something about her.
Well, I just knew she's not really blonde.
Yeah, I know. It's all sorts of colors. Who knows what it is?
One time. And it's not like you gotta leave it there. Like, you can flick it off you as soon as it touches your chest. One time.
Not if you're strapped into a...
Dude.
Okay, well, I'll be there to slap it off for you, buddy.
He couldn't even get his hand anywhere close to it to be able to remove it.
One time. Man, I'm amazed.
See? He's getting red from this shit
already. He's like, he's nervous just thinking about somebody dropping a dump on his chest.
I don't like it.
I bet she looks pretty while she poops.
I don't think anybody does.
I bet she... Oh, if anybody does, she does. That's a nice turd cutter.
But to answer your question from my side, I'd have to say Carrie from MythBusters. She's like... Yeah.
Same question. You let her drop a turd on you if you could bang her that many times? Excuse your wife from this conversation, of course.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. If the option was there, yes.
5 times? You let her poop on your chest one time?
Shit, give me 3. I'd be happy.
See? You're weird.
I know this.
You are weird. Casey?
I don't think I would.
You don't think you would? Man.
Thank you, Casey, for having some standards.
Who's like your number one, though?
I don't know who my number one was, but the first one that came to mind was Kim, the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh.
Just because
I want to watch her poop all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Could she wear the suit?
Yeah. I want her to cut a little hole in the butt. I don't want her to ruin the suit.
I might hurl my mouth.
But yeah, I don't think I'd let that happen.
So... Do you find porn stars hot, or do you find regular chicks hot?
Regular chicks. I think porn stars are pretty well disgusting.
Not some of them. You're watching the wrong
It really depends.
Do you have any idea like how they actually look in real life?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some like heroin addicts that look better than some of the porn stars.
You're looking at the wrong type of porn.
No, like, when they're all gussied up and whatnot, then they might look all nice and
pretty. I gotta showcase you about some real porn.
Oh. My bad. I don't watch
watch a lot of porn.
I'm just saying, I feel bad for you if you're not.
Dude, porn stars don't do it for me. They're trashy.
That's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me. I like classy women.
Some of them look classy.
Yeah. Not really. It's hard to look classy when you're putting a dick in your mouth that's been in your butthole.
Yeah, never go ass to mouth.
Oh,
dude, no.
If we learned one thing, Clerks 2, it is that.
If a girl ever says you could do that, it means that she's done it with someone else.
You don't want to kiss that
Think
mouth.
About that.
Ever.
That's so you're so gross about poop you won't even go finger in the butt?
Not really.
Not, which means you have. Yeah. The answer wasn't no, which means you have.
Yeah, don't fuck a girl.
I'm good there too.
How gross did your finger feel afterwards? You were like, ugh.
I had to wash my hands.
Oh, like 1,000 times, right?
Yeah. I was like, I nearly got to pee.
Where's your soap and your bleach?
I don't care how clean it is. I just gotta fuck that.
Forever unclean.
Use my left hand.
Oh, man.
Anyway, should we move on from this?
Amazing. Oh, no, I'm enjoying myself.
I think we're probably at a good stopping point, to be honest with you.
We're
in and out of crash now. We might as well just rate this one.
So, other than that, so, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Come back, dude.
I will.
You need to.
Yeah, we'll have you on again for sure.
Thanks, guys.
Been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
Christy Mack.
So,
I mean, that's probably a bad example of is she trashy, but you think she's trashy? Dude.
Oh, dude. That woman is hot.
I would fuck. I mean, I would disappoint
hot.
The fuck out of her.
That
shaved head and
hot.
Shit on the side,
yeah,
bro.
But, like, it's still the fact that, like, I can't respect her.
You want to know a funny thing, too?
You
she might
to
have AIDS.
Her. I know.
And you just thought about fucking her.
Yeah.
No, she legitimately might have AIDS.
Yeah, well, that
kind of happens.
Don't they, like, test, like, everybody, like, once every 3 months or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's still, there's a lot of fucking in those 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look, she looks kind of like a normal chick there. I mean, obviously, minus the tattoo. She looks like a normal chick.
I mean, is there a normal picture of her?
I mean, I wouldn't say that's like a normal. I mean, that's like a normal picture. That's some Instagram photo for some bitch.
I'm just saying, if I know.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you would.
So,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I would.
Even if they're like hot as hell, if I know that they're like a stripper or a porn star, I don't think I could.
Yeah, look, dude, she's totally classy. Look at her. She's super classy, bro. Super classy.
Yeah.
Just look at. She's appreciating that dick. She is super classy.
Well, so with that, on to new releases. Today, as we're recording this show, Drakengard 3 comes out for PS3 and PS Network. Wolfenstein The New Order comes out on everything, current, next, and PC. Let's see here. We have Transistor also out today on PS4 and PC. See here.
Which I've heard looks beautiful.
It does. It does.
I got a pretty fast internet connection. I might be able to download it in like 5 minutes.
You hope so. 7 days from now, we have Watch Dogs coming out on next, current, and PC.
You're probably going to want to get it on PC or next gen.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Why would you buy that on PS3 or Xbox?
I don't know. I'll probably rent it there, just play some of it, but. Let's see here. Going down through here. This is so much harder on my
phone. You're doing new releases, PlayStation Now beta starts tomorrow. Now that's kind of a new release type.
Hey, so explain real quick what PlayStation Now is for people who don't know.
So it's kind of like it's like Redbox for games. It's the most rudimentary way I could describe it. You rent games for X amount of days, and you have access to it. So a lot of people
on digital download.
On digital download, instead of spending $65 on a game that you're going to play for 5 hours, you rent it for $20 and save some money. It's pretty fancy.
So I guess depending on the game, it would be worth it or not worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
you
wouldn't
rent
like,
Skyrim on there.
You're not going to rent Skyrim. Your sports games, you're not going to rent those unless you plan on playing them for a day. I could see the niche that it fills. Somebody like me, I have. every fucking PS3 game I've ever bought, I still have. I don't trade in for some reason out of principle. I'm like, you're not going to fuck me over and not give me money. So I just keep them and they sit there and collect dust, and then I look at them and wonder why I don't play them.
And other than that, on the 2nd, we have Infinity Runner coming out on PC. On the 6th, Tamagotchi Life comes out on 3DS. Lifeless Planet comes out on the 6th on PC.
There is one that you're missing that it's a pretty big release that I don't think we're going to have a chance to cover, and that's Wildstar comes out on the 3rd.
That's why I didn't mention it. But
yeah, it's... People know that we don't do a lot of MMOs on the show. Like, yeah. We didn't do well. Like, the only MMO we're doing right now is going to be ESO, and I've done Secret World, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you guys won't hear us talk about anything else, so...
I can't get into MMOs.
I most of the time can't, but I do like ESO. Oh, did you mention Tropico? Tropico 5? Because Tropico is a badass game. If you guys have never played Tropico, that game is fucking amazing. It's SimCity with a sense of humor. Like, more of a sense of humor.
Nice.
You play a dictator on an island, and you can either go capitalist or you can go communist. And it has got a great sense of humor. It's very PG for the most part, but I mean, like, most of the stuff you're building, like cigar factories or booze factories, etc. Still... But,
sounds like being president of the United States.
And you can, and they all have like this, they all have like their fatal flaws. So you can't make a perfect El Presidente.
Yeah.
Like, they got to have like 2 good character traits and like 3 really shitty ones. Like, he's a gambler, he's a cheater, he's a etc. He's a drug abuser, and they all play into your everyday life and give you different negatives to you running your little empire.
Nice.
It's just a fucking badass game. But yeah, Tropico 5 comes out next Friday, which is a date that I can't remember. That's the 23rd.
For the kiddies on the 30th, I did miss seeing it. Mario Kart 8 comes out on Wii U.
That's how friendships are destroyed right there.
I know, right? So, with that, friends of the show?
Friends of the show, we got lsportspodcast.com, local guys. We also have thecarouselpodcast.com, another set of local guys. We also have noquarters.net, friends I like to razz all the time, along with their sister cast, bmfcast.com, and tvgp.tv that do good things. And I guess I shouldn't forget For the Love of Gaming. So
yeah,
find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter /tiltcast. Find us on Twitch /tiltcast. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching the same name. You can also email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. And you guys have a good night.
And we'll see you next week. And a last minute update for the Tiltcast listeners. We have Gauntlet coming on June 7th. That's a Saturday at 10 p.m. Central. We will be playing Halo 4 on Xbox 360.